Gonna have a nice, quiet, relaxing day. What'd you say, Jeffy? Jeffy, I can't hear you. Speak up.
All right, Daddy, hold on 1 second.
What?
Can you buy me a laptop so I can play Minecraft?
Jeffy, you don't need the stupid megaphone.
Can you buy me a laptop so I can play Minecraft?
Ask without the megaphone.
Can you buy me a laptop so I can play Minecraft?
No! You know what? I said no, I'm not buying your stupid dumb laptop! Who's that? Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Goodman, what are you doing here?
You see this laptop?
Yeah.
Well, on this laptop is 1,000 Bitcoin. And right now, with current market prices, that's over $68 million.
What, there's over $68 million on this laptop?
Yep, there sure is. And I need you to watch it for me.
But why do you need me to watch it?
Well, because tonight at 3 a.m., Bitcoin's going to be going to $100,000 per coin. And that means my portfolio will be worth over $100 million. And at 3 a.m., I need you to sell all my Bitcoin.
Well, why do you need me to sell all your Bitcoin at 3 a.m.? Why don't you do it?
Because I'll be asleep at 3 a.m. Does it look like I'm awake at 3 a.m.? Of course not. But you look like you'll be awake at 3 a.m. with those ugly bags under your eyes. God, you're ugly.
Well, why don't you just get someone else to do it? Because I don't feel comfortable with all that money. So get someone else to do it.
Well, Marvin, if you do it, I'll pay you $1 million.
You'll pay me $1 million to do it?
Yep, I sure will. But keep in mind, if you screw this up for me, I'm going to cut off your ball sack and use it as a hot air balloon. It'll be a hot air balloon.
Okay, I won't mess this up. I will definitely sell them, okay? It's safe with me.
Okay, don't screw this up, Marvin.
Oh, man, Daddy's about to get paid. All I have to do is click sell at 3 a.m. and I make $1 million. I'm so happy.
Oh, sweet, you got me a laptop?
No, Jeffy, I did not get you a laptop.
You bought yourself a laptop just to rub it in my face?
Well, no, Jeffy.
You're a bad daddy.
This is not even my laptop.
Oh, because it's my laptop because you bought it for me.
Well, no. Wait a minute. Yeah, Jeffy, this is your laptop. I bought it for you.
Oh, sweet. Let me play with it.
No, Jeffy, you can't play with it till 3:01 a.m.
Why?
Because I'm setting it up for you.
Well, I have to check my piggies, and my piggies need to bang.
What?
I need to breed my piggies in Minecraft.
Wait, oh, Jeffy, oh, hold on. Oh, I'm downloading Minecraft right now. Oh man, it says it's going to take till 3:01 to download Minecraft.
Well, then you're doing it wrong because it doesn't take that long to download Minecraft.
Jeffy, just wait till 3:01 a.m.
No! My piggies need to bang! My piggies need to go...
What?
And you're blue-balling my piggies!
Jeffy, you can play with your piggies at 3:01 a.m.
My piggies need to bang!
No,
my piggies
need to bang! Okay, please! Please do not break this laptop. Look, here. Let your piggies bang. Do whatever you gotta do.
All right. Don't look at my password. I gotta log in.
I'm not gonna look.
Stop looking!
Jeffy, what are you watching?
Nothing, don't look.
Wait, that didn't sound like piggies to me.
No, it was piggies. Yeah, I'm not gonna show you what it was.
Show me what it was, Jeffy.
No!
Jeffy, you get back here right now. Give me the laptop.
No, Daddy, no!
Give me the laptop, Jeffy. Jeffy, do not drop that laptop off the balcony.
You're yelling at me.
I'm not yelling, Jeffy. Let's talk. Give me the laptop back, please.
I don't want you to see what I was looking at.
I don't care what you were looking at. Just give me the laptop back.
It was a man and a woman dressed like piggies.
Yeah, that's fine. Everybody watches that.
And they were oinking.
Jeffy, that's completely fine. Just please give me the laptop back. I'll do anything.
All right, well then say your ABCs backwards.
What?
On the first try, no pausing.
I can't do that.
1, 2, 3, go.
Z, Y, X.
You pause.
Wait, no.
Hey, hey!
No hitting.
Jeffy, you might have broke that laptop.
God, please don't let it be broken.
Jeffy, what are you doing? Stop it, Jeffy.
I didn't want you to see the piggy.
I don't care about the piggy, Jeffy.
Oh, please let it still turn on.
Jeffy, the screen's broken. Jeffy, it's completely broken. Why would you do that?
Mission accomplished.
You're grounded to the ground.
Oh my God, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Goodman's gonna cut my ball sack off and make it into a hot air balloon.
Okay. Maybe it's not broken. You know, the screen's broken and the corner's broken, but the hard drive, that's where the Bitcoin is, in the hard drive. So I'm gonna call Apple Tech Support and see if they can help me fix the laptop and get the hard drive out. Yeah, I'm gonna call Apple Tech Support. All right, it's ringing.
Hello, thank you for calling Apple Tech Support. My name is Kamil Habib Habab. Kamil as in camel, Habib Habab as in Bob for apples. And what can I do for you on this fine evening?
Well, Kamil, my laptop... What?
Who?
Camille Habiba Bob. Camille is in camel. Habiba Bob is in Bob for apples.
And what can I do for you on this fine evening?
My Apple laptop is broken.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you happen to have the Apple Care Plan?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, I suggest that you purchase it for $99.99.
Okay, I'll buy it.
Well, unfortunately, you can't buy it on your current laptop. You should have bought it at the time of purchase.
Why are you trying to sell it to me then if I can't buy it?
Because I'm just trying to propose it to you for your future Apple product.
Well, I don't need it. I don't want it. I just want you to help me fix my current laptop.
Okay, do you mind telling me what is wrong with your current laptop?
My son threw it off a balcony and hit it with a hammer.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, that's not covered by the accidental damage warranty.
I don't care about the warranty. Help me fix it right now.
Okay. Well, first of all, we have to go through some quick troubleshooting techniques.
All right. Okay? Oh, okay. Yes, hurry up.
All right. So first on the list, I'm going to need you to turn it off and turn it back on.
I said it was broken. You hit it with a hammer.
Okay, sir, I can't proceed forward until you turn it off and turn it back on.
Okay, it's off. It's permanently off.
Okay. All right, now what is the screen showing?
Hammer mark, hammer mark, hammer mark, broken glass.
Okay, well, you're going to have to exit out of those screens in order to proceed.
It's not a screen. The laptop is off.
Okay, all right. One more thing. I'm going to need you to go into settings.
I can't go into settings. The laptop won't turn on.
And hit the reset button.
I can't do that.
All right, sir. Unfortunately, there's nothing else I can do further. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to mail you a shipping label. You'll get it in 2 to 3 business days. And then you pack up your laptop, ship it to us, we fix it, and we send it back to you in 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks? I need to fix tonight, like in the next hour.
Well, unfortunately, there's no way I can do that, sir. The troubleshooting is not working.
Oh, okay. Can you come to my house and fix it? Like, where are you at?
Sir, I'm in Egypt.
Egypt? Well, can you get me someone in America?
Yeah, I can transfer you to my supervisor named Kevin.
Oh, okay, get me to Kevin. Is he in America?
Yep, hold on one moment, please.
Okay, good. Kevin, a nice American name.
Hello, thank you for calling Apple Tech Support. My name is Kevin.
It is not Kevin, it's a computer. Okay, no, I don't need their help. I'll just call a computer repairman that can come to my house tonight and fix it. Yes.
Hey there, you call Big Shirts Computer Repair? We wear big shirts and we repair computers.
I'm the one that came with the big shirts part.
Yeah, he did.
Well, who is this?
This is my brother, Jonathan.
Good day, sir.
You don't have to tip your fedora to everybody you meet, Jonathan.
If you didn't like the fedora, you could have said something.
I don't have a problem with the fedora. It's the big shirts I don't like. Do we really need these?
Yes, it's part of the name. It's Big Shirts Computer Repair Services. Would it make sense if it were Regular Shirts Computer Repair Services? No.
Well, I don't understand. Can't we just change the name? I don't really understand why...
No. It has to be Big Shirts Repair Services. Because if it weren't, we would just be the same as everyone else. It's what separates us from the competition. The boys from the men.
Well, I don't really get it because Tight Jeans Computer Repair Services is doing okay.
You keep your dirty names out your mouth!
Oh, okay. What is going on here?
Look, my mom came to me and she said, your 32-year-old brother's still living at home. Could you please help him start a company? So I came to Jonathan and I said, hey, Jonathan, what kind of company do you want to start? And he said, I want to either sell big shirts or repair computers. And I said, well, which one do you want to do, Jonathan? And he said, how about we wear big shirts while repairing computers? And I said, no, Jonathan, you're going to have to pick one or the other. So he went to our mom and he complained that I was being mean to him. So now we wear big shirts while repairing computers.
It's a great idea, honestly.
No, Jonathan, it's not a good idea, because we've only been open for a day and a half, and he's our only customer.
Well, I only called you guys because you're the only 24-hour computer repair shop.
Which was another one of Jonathan's stupid ideas, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and he had to get me out of bed for this.
Silly goose forgot his shirt. I didn't break into his house and everything. I climbed through your window.
You have such an ugly laugh.
Hey, you keep talking like that, and you're going to be put on Santa's naughty list.
Jonathan, you're 32 years old. Why do you still believe in Santa Claus?
See, this is why I got 2 Xbox Ones for Christmas last year, and you didn't get anything.
No, Jonathan, the reason you get 2 Xbox Ones for Christmas is because you still live at Mom's house.
No, we both know that's not true. Listen, that's not true. Mom bought the house, and then there was an addition made, the basement, and that's where I live, Mom's basement.
Yeah, you live in Mom's basement.
Precisely.
Okay, I don't care where you live. I don't care how you started the company. I don't care about anything. Can you fix my computer or not?
Ooh, I didn't know there was a lady present. Looks like you've been in an abusive relationship. Don't worry. Daddy's gonna fix you.
What is he doing?
He thinks computers are women.
Okay. Yeah. Well, can he fix the computer or not?
Listen, man, at this point, you probably should just buy a new computer.
Well, I just need you to take the hard drive out.
Sure. I am not at a hard drive. Maybe like Maybe like a half drive. Just give me a couple moments and I'll be in a full on hard drive.
Ugh. Okay, listen. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be serious with you. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for this shit. Oh, listen. So there is 1,000 Bitcoin on this hard drive.
What, 1,000 Bitcoin?
1,000 Bitcoin. $68 million on this hard drive. And I just need to get it out because I cannot lose that money.
Wait, you serious?
I'm being completely serious. So I don't have time for whatever he's doing. Can you just get the hard drive out?
Jonathan, could you cut the crap for
Excuse
a second?
Excuse me. I'm busy.
Jonathan, I need you to knock this shit off, Jonathan. This is important, okay?
Brooklyn guy, I never interrupt you when you're busy, except for when I woke you up.
Yeah, like
wife,
an hour ago.
But listen,
no,
I'm about to use my free card. Don't ruin this for me.
Jonathan, listen to me. I need you to take this computer and put it in the car.
Why would I fish it in the car? I thought we were fishing it.
Because that's where the computer repair station is.
No, well, it's not. Well, it's a Hyundai Sonata.
Are you going to bring it back and you take it?
Yeah, we're going to take it. We're going to fix it. We're going to bring it right back. Right, Jonathan?
Why would you need to bring it anywhere if we're just going to fix it right here?
Just put it in the car. Come on.
Okay, fine. I'll put it in the car.
Well, make sure you bring it back. I told you I was on it.
Go, Jonathan. Go.
You know, if you play your cards right, you might be able to join us.
Don't want to join you. Just go. Hey, wait. I forgot my fedora. Forget your fedora. I'll buy you 68 million fedoras.
Oh, man, I really hope those guys can fix that computer. Goodman's gonna kill me. Wait, that guy left his fedora. Wait, hold on. That might be them. Hello? Well, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Marvin, I messed up. You know the laptop I gave you?
Yeah?
Well, that was actually my son's laptop, and he has a book report on it that's due at school at 9 a.m. in the morning. So I'm gonna need that back.
Wait. What happened to the Bitcoin laptop?
Oh, I accidentally got it confused with my son's laptop, and so I decided I'll just sell the Bitcoin. So I do need my son's laptop back.
Wait, so you need that laptop back?
Yeah, so go get it. Go get it.
Well, you see, the funniest thing, I sold that laptop for, this hat.
Why the f*** would you do that?
Well, I really like this hat.
Oh, give me the damn hat. I'm gonna try that hat. Oh, you're right. It is a nice hat. So you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna go upstairs and write my son's book report and have it ready by 9 a.m. Or else I'm gonna be wearing this hat while riding in a hot air balloon made out of your ball sack.
Oh.
So go get writing.
Oh, okay. What's it about? What's the book report about?
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese?
Yep. 2 pages on cream cheese. Get it done. 9 a.m.
Okay.
So, where are we going, Brooklyn guy?
Vegas. We're rich. You got that laptop on yet?
Of course I have it on.
Well, we got 1,000 Bitcoin on there?
Not quite, but we do have 1,000 Weleche on cream cheese.
Cream cheese? No. There has to be 1,000 Bitcoin on there.
Nope. Just a very detailed essay on cream cheese.
Damn you, cream cheese!
Out your test from yesterday, and just to let you all know, everyone did bad.
Oh no, we all did bad.
Dingy dude, I can't fail again.
You must be lying, because I know I didn't fail.
I didn't fail either.
All right, Patrick, here's your test back. You fail.
Oh man.
Here you go, Roy. You fail.
Ugh, that's totally not cool.
And here you go, little T. You fail.
Oh man.
Obviously, you failed, Jeffy.
Oh, man, you're telling me all the answers aren't 7?
And of course you failed, Bori.
Whatever, I didn't even try.
All right, Junior, here your test. You failed.
Failed? My dad's totally gonna ground me.
Ha ha, Junior, you failed.
Shut up, Penelope.
And here you go, Penelope. Here your test. You failed.
What? I've never failed a test in my life. This must be a mistake.
Ha ha.
And Joseph, here you go. Here your test. You failed.
Oh, man. Well, at least I don't have parents to check my grades.
Wow, that really does suck for you guys. I can't believe I'm the only one in the class who didn't
fail. Is what you did, Cody. Did your test?
Fail? No. I don't fail. No, you must have graded this wrong. No. I was in a rush.
All right, stop your whining, Crass. You all fail, which means you're all done.
Come on, teacher. There must be some extra credit we can do. I have to wipe this F off my record. You could have at least just given me a big hard D.
Extra credit? I'm glad you said that, Cody, because I have a series of games we could play, and it's ironic because I'm Korean. But how would you crass right to play the games, and the winner of those games gets an A in the crass for the whole year, and no homework?
No homework for a year?
Games? I love games!
An A for the whole year? Yes!
We want to play!
Okay, good. Everyone wants to play. So the first game we're going to play...
Who's that?
Who, him? Oh, that's my friend. He's just cold all the time, so he likes to wear a jacket, a mask, and gloves. But anyway...
Why does he have a gun?
Because he's got to stay strapped, because the streets are tough. But anyway, the first game we're going to play is red right, green right. So what you're going to do is, everyone's going to line up at the back of the class, and when I say green light, you're going to run towards the board. But when I say red light, you're going to stop. If you're moving when I say red light, then you're going to get eliminated by getting shot with the Nerf gun. Okay? And whoever reaches the board is safe, but whoever doesn't is eliminated. So everyone, go to the back of the class. We're about to stop.
Oh, man, this is so cool. All I have to do is win a few games and I get no homework for a year?
Junior, don't pretend you're going to win this. I'm going to get that A.
This isn't a math game, dude. This is red light, green light. It's about who's the fastest.
Yeah, dude. Guys, why don't we all work together? That way we all get A's.
Shut up, Penelope.
Yeah, shut up, Penelope. I'm going to win this.
All right, let me repeat the rules. On green right, you run towards the board. When I say red right, you stop. If you move on red right, you're gonna get eliminated with the Nerf gun. Okay, let's begin. Green right!
That's super fast, dude!
Red right!
Did he just get shot?
Jesus Christ!
Dude, it was just a Nerf bullet!
I think he's actually dead.
Nobody move.
Anybody moving? Alright. Green right!
Start walking, dude.
No, Cody, you start walking.
I'm not moving.
Jeffy, are you gonna move?
Yeah!
Red light! Alright, that's two dead so far. Green right!
Run towards the board! Run towards the board! I made it to the board, I'm safe!
Me too, me too!
Me too!
Did you go crazy?
Dude, I'm so happy to be alive!
Yeah, me too.
Alright, congratulations, Crass. You finished this round. Now go back to your desk and get ready for the next game. Get the dead bodies out of here and get the cookies ready.
Yeah, just doing my neighborhood patrol since they took my cop car away. Wait a minute. Do I smell burning bodies? It smells like it's coming from inside this grill. Let's take a look.
Jesus Christ! Holy guacamole! Jinkies! How'd that get in there? That's not good! I should really do something about this instead of opening and closing this grill over and over again.
Okay. All right, they're already dead, but let's think about this. Okay, if I hide behind this grill, whoever put the bodies in there will probably come back with more bodies, and then I can catch them. All right.
Oh, dude, I don't want to play this anymore.
Me either. It's not worth dying.
But we have to play so that we all pass.
Yeah, I'd rather die than fail.
Teacher, can we stop playing?
Yeah.
All right, class. This is how it works. If you don't want to play the games anymore, then majority of you have to vote to stop playing. So there are 7 of you, so that means 4 of you have to vote to not play the game anymore. So, who doesn't want to keep playing?
I don't want to play anymore. You can count me out.
Yeah, and I don't want to play anymore either.
But Junior, isn't your dad going to ground you if you fail?
I guess you're right. When my dad sees my grades, he's pretty much going to kill me anyway. I guess I'll keep playing.
I don't want to play anymore, because this is too crazy for me.
I don't want to play anymore either, because I'm Roy, and I'm too cool to play this, and I have too much to live for.
All right, Crass. That's 3 people who voted to quit playing. You need 1 more vote in order to stop playing the games. Jeffy, what do you want to do?
Come on, dude. In the games. It's not worth not having homework for a year.
Wait, no homework for a whole year? I want to keep playing.
Okay, that means we're going to keep playing these games.
Yes!
Woohoo! Yeah!
Oh, you guys suck. This isn't worth dying for.
All right, Crass. The next game we're going to play is called Misfortune Cookies. So if you want to have a cookie in any of these shapes, what shape would you pick? On the piece of paper in front of you, draw the shape of the cookie you would want.
Ooh, I want a circle cookie because Chips Ahoy cookies are circles.
That's very creative, Junior.
Ooh, I'm going to do triangle like a Christmas tree.
Ooh, I'm going to do a square because it reminds me of the box I'm going to live in when I'm homeless.
You guys are all picking lame shapes. I'm going to do a star cookie.
All right, I think everyone's done drawing their shapes. Hey, you, go pass out the cookies.
I told you square because it looks like SpongeBob SquarePants.
I chose a star because I am one. I'm cool.
I chose triangle because it looks like the tip of my pee-pee.
What the hell is this?
This is a weird cookie.
Can we eat it?
No, Crass, you cannot eat the cookie.
Too late.
All right, class, you cannot eat the cookie. What you're supposed to do is cut the shape out of the cookie without breaking the shape. If you break the shape, you'll get eliminated.
Oh, come on, that's impossible. I got the hardest shape.
Yeah, my shape's really hard.
I got the easiest shape.
Mine's easy too, dude. Ha, looks like I'm moving to the next round.
Oh, where do I even start?
I did it!
I did it too!
Great, I'm really happy for you guys. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that's not stressful at all. I'm doing it, okay? Jeez, just, oh, boy. Oh, don't break. Well, I love you, Ken.
Ah! Cody, die!
Dude, hurry up! Don't die!
Okay, I'm trying. Oh, poor Cody.
Mr. Jacket, dude, I broke mine. Can I have another one?
They killed Roy!
I thought Roy was too cool to die.
Come on, Junior, take your cookie out.
I'll take you out on a date and pull those pigtails.
I hope your cookie breaks.
I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Teacher, I'm done. Am I allowed to eat the cookie now?
Yes, Kraft. If you successfully get the shape out, you can eat the cookie.
Yes, dude, I'm hungry.
I'm not eating this. I don't know where it's been.
Oh, I don't know how to do this.
Better hurry up, Junior.
Oh, I'm going.
All right, class, you've got 10 more seconds to get the shape out of the cookie, or else he's going to blow your brains out.
Hurry, dude.
Oh, I'm hurrying.
No.
Oh, I don't want to mess this up.
Hurry up, Junior.
Come on, I believe in you, dude. I don't want you to die.
Oh, three, here goes. I'm going to try to break it.
Two, one.
I did it. I didn't break it.
Yes, dude.
Aw, man, I wanted it to break.
Oh, I move on to the next round.
Congratulations, Crass. Four of you are moving on to the next round. All right, go get rid of all the dead bodies. All right, Crass, we're going to take a quick break so I can get your next game set up.
I switch seats.
Guys, what do you think the next game's going to be?
Well, there's four of us, so maybe we'll play four square.
No, dude, it's going to be freeze tag, and if you get tagged, you die.
Well, I think whoever has the shortest wiener is going to die, so you can go ahead and shoot me.
Aha! You're the one that's been doing this. Come here.
All right, Kraft. For the next game, you're going to need to pick a partner. So go ahead and choose someone to be partners with.
Pick a partner?
Ooh, pick me, dude. I'm your best friend.
I know, Joseph, but what if the next game is to make a baby? I want to be partners with Penelope.
If that's the next game, go ahead and shoot me.
Dude, that's not going to be the next game. We're kids. Pick me.
I guess you're right, Joseph. Let's be partners.
Yes.
Oh, sweet. Nah, that means I need to be partners with a girl with boobies.
We got this, Jeffy. We're going to win.
No, me and Joseph are going to win.
Yeah.
All right, Kraft. Now that you have your partners, let's start the next game. Wait, where'd my little guy go with the gun? Oh, damn it, let me go see where he went.
Ugh, all right, I took that guy's suit. Oh, man, this thing's sick. I'm gonna wear it when I go skiing.
Hey, what's taking you so long?
I had to pee.
You're not supposed to talk, come on!
What?
All right, stand right there and shut up!
Is this a classroom?
Shut up!
Okay, jeez.
All right, Cross. So the next game we're gonna play is heads or tails. So each group is gonna get one quarter, and then each of you is gonna pick a side, either heads or tails. And then you're gonna flip that quarter, and whatever side the quarter lands on, whoever had that side gets to live, and the other person gets shot by this guy.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, let's get started.
Oh, man, Joseph, I don't want to play this anymore.
Me either, dude. I thought we were gonna be on the same team, not going against each other.
I don't want you to die, Joseph.
I don't want you to die, dude.
Well, once getting these over with, what side do you want?
Tails never fails.
All right, well, that means I'm heads. Well,
Wait, what side is it? I can't see in this mask.
It's tails, so I win.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be honest. I don't really know what the hell I'm supposed to do.
You're supposed to shoot him. I won.
Like with this Nerf gun?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's that going to do?
Jesus Christ, this is a real gun?
Yeah, they make it look like a Nerf gun.
No. I'm shutting this shit down right now.
All right, that's it. I'm not playing this game anymore. I'm a cop, and you're under arrest.
Okay, well, you see this remote control?
Yeah.
And you see that suit you're wearing?
Yeah.
Well, if I press this button on this remote control, that suit will self-destruct.
Well, looks like I'm shooting some people.
That's what I thought.
All right, you better hurry up and flip that coin.
Joseph, what side do you want?
The side that'll win?
What side would you choose?
Oh, man, that's tough. I mean, it's literally 50-50, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, help me choose.
Listen, kid, if I tell you what side to pick, and you pick that one, and then you die, I'm going to feel bad. I'm going to have to live with that on my conscience, especially because I'm going to be the one who shoots you.
Well, ooh, what if we both choose heads? Yeah, if we both choose heads and it lands on heads, can we both live?
Yeah, I like that.
What if they both pick heads and it lands on heads? Can they both live?
You can't do that. One's got to pick tails, and one's got to pick heads.
Sorry, you heard him. You got to pick one or the other.
Okay, well, what if when we flip the quarter, it lands on the side of the quarter? Like, it doesn't land on each side.
Yeah.
Huh. What if when they flip it, it lands on the side of the coin and not either of the other sides?
Well, by the off chance of that happening, you flip the quarter again. You keep flipping it until it lands on a side.
Yeah, you heard him. You got to flip it again.
Well, what if it never lands on a side? What if it keeps landing?
I think he's going to insist that it lands on one side or the other.
Okay, Joseph, what side do you want?
Oh, I want tails, dude.
Well, no, I want a tails.
Dude, I want it first.
Okay, how about we flip the quarter to find out who gets tails?
If you don't flip the quarter right now, I'm shooting both of you.
Oh, okay. I'll be heads.
Okay.
All right, flip the quarter. It's not, shoot him.
Wait, I thought it was your friend, dude.
Well, we're down to the final two, Junior and Penelope.
What's the next game going to be?
Shut up, it's on the board.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. I just can't really see too good out of this mask.
Shut your PlayStation controller face up. All right, anyway, Junior and Penelope, your final game is one round of rock, paper, scissors. You're going to play that round, and whoever loses gets eliminated. And the last person standing is the winner.
You ready, Junior?
Why is your hand in your skirt?
Because I don't want you to see what I picked.
Can I put my hand up your skirt to choose what I want?
Just go.
What would you pick?
Listen, man, you're on your own this time.
Okay,
rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Ew, why does your finger smell like fish?
Oh my god, I won!
Wait, what is it? I can't see in this mask. This mask sucks.
He has paper and I have scissors.
No, this is rock.
That's not a rock, Junior.
Yeah, it is. It's a very flat rock.
No.
Yeah, this is a flat rock.
Okay, listen, I'm getting tired of this.
Oh my god, I won!
Yay, my daughter won!
What, Dad?
Yeah?
What are you doing here? This is awful!
Oh, come on. It's not like I signed up for this. Did you not hear the thing about the suit exploding?
Congratulations, Penelope! You're the winner of Squid Game! I don't know why it's called that, but you're the winner! So that means you get an A+ for the rest of the year and no more homework.
Yay!
Congratulations, Penelope. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, so just go home and tell your mother that she is a fat cow and tell her to stop eating so much.
That's why you got divorced, Dad.
Yeah, it is. And now I'm going to go home to my other wife I don't like.
Who are you?
It's just me, Karen.
Boy, is that you?
Yeah.
Why did you dress like a ninja?
It's just, I had a thing I had to do.
Well, how was your day, Boyney?
I really just don't want to talk about it.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Jeffy, why are you singing that song?
Marvin, it's not his birthday, is it?
I don't think so.
Because it's my birthday, Dad.
Well, it's your birthday.
Oh, no, Marvin, it is his birthday. How could we forget?
I don't know.
You effers forgot my birthday?
Well, no, we didn't forget your birthday. We just thought it was tomorrow.
That means you forgot.
We'll make it up to you.
How are you gonna unruin my birthday?
We're gonna give you the best birthday party ever, like, with a cake and confetti. Baby, go get a cake.
Okay.
With confetti. We'll give you the best birthday ever. So, let's start with your birthday dinner. Where do you want to go for your birthday dinner?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Yeah, I want a bean taco from Taco Bell.
Alright, that's easy. Alright, let's go to Taco Bell.
Thank you for choosing Taco Bell. What can I get started for you today?
Just one second. What do you want, Jeffy?
I want a taco.
Okay.
With beans.
With beans?
Yep, just beans. Only beans and shell.
Okay.
And don't forget the hot sauce.
Okay. Can I get a taco?
All right. That's one crunchy taco. What else for you?
And hot sauce.
182, please drive around.
Don't forget the hot sauce. If you forget the hot sauce, I swear I'm gonna steal the Taco Bell sauce.
They're not gonna forget the hot sauce.
Alright, good.
Alright, Jeffy, just sit right here and eat your Taco Bell because I think Mommy's almost done setting up your party downstairs.
Alright, Daddy.
Everything's set up, Marvin.
Everything's set up?
Yep.
So you got a cake?
Yes.
With candles?
Uh-huh.
And confetti?
Yeah.
You gotta be shitting me!
Jeffy, language!
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Those effers forgot my hot sauce!
Jeffy, stop saying effers.
No, they forgot my hot sauce, Daddy!
They didn't forget the hot sauce. I told him like 15 times.
Well, it's not in there.
Well, can you just eat it without hot sauce?
No, I wanted hot sauce for my bean tacos. Do you know what that means? They're gonna get their Taco Bell sign stolen.
We're not stealing a Taco Bell sign, Jeffy.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not, Jeffy. Look, just eat your taco. And look, there's a cake downstairs. Let's go blow out the candles.
No, I gotta go steal their Taco Bell sign.
No, Jeffy, let's go blow out the candles on your cake and celebrate your birthday. Come on.
And then we get to go steal the Taco Bell sign.
Surprise!
It's not a surprise because you already told me about it.
Jeffy, look, she got you a cake and plates.
Who emptied a paper shredder all over the table?
It's confetti, Jeffy. It's fun.
So fun.
Look, Jeffy, we're going to sing you happy birthday, then you're going to blow out your candles, and then we'll get you whatever you want.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
What? Jeffy, we weren't done singing.
All right, the first thing I want for my birthday is everyone who's watching this video to go ahead and hit the like button and hit the subscribe button. I'll wait. Did you do it? All right, great. Thanks for my birthday present.
Jeffy,
and everyone who didn't do it has no friends.
Jeffy, what do you really want for your birthday?
Well, what I really want for my birthday is the Taco Bell sign.
Jeffy, we can't get you the Taco Bell sign.
Well, they ruined my birthday, so I'm going to ruin their business by stealing their sign.
Baby, we have to go get them the Taco Bell sign.
Marvin, you can't steal the Taco Bell sign. It's illegal.
Jeffy, we can't get you the Taco Bell sign.
Birthday over! I'm going to keep screaming until I get the Taco Bell sign.
We'll get you the Taco Bell sign.
Marvin, you better not!
Come on, Jeffy, let's go get the stupid sign. Alright, Jeffy, what part of the sign do you want?
I want the big bell and the one that says taco.
Alright, I'm gonna get a ladder and let's go up there and get it.
Alright.
Alright, Jeffy, there's your Taco Bell sign.
Best daddy ever!
Marvin, you didn't!
Well, it's the only thing he wanted for his birthday.
That'll teach him for forgetting my hot sauce.
How did you even do that?
It's called a drill, Mommy. And a ladder.
Why?
Well, we forgot Jeffy's birthday, and I felt bad, so I thought, you know, if we got the Taco Bell sign, he'd be happy. And isn't it worth it to see that smile on his face?
What are you going to do when they notice?
They're not going to notice. Everybody knows where Taco Bell is. They don't need a sign.
Aw, you're going to go to jail.
I'm not going to go to jail. Taco Bell has like $1 billion. They can just buy another sign.
That's not the point, Marvin. It's wrong.
Well, wrong schmong.
Marvin, look the news!
Breaking news, MK. Someone has stolen the sign off of a Taco Bell, and no one can tell what restaurant it is. The police are holding a live press conference now. Let's go to that.
Thanks, Goodman. As you can see from this picture here, this is a Taco Bell, I think. See, I don't know, because there's no sign out front, because somebody stole it. You know, so restaurants have signs in front of them so that you know where you're going. But now, nobody knows what's going on. Customers keep coming into the Taco Bell, and they're ordering Baconators, thinking it's Wendy's or something, and the workers don't know what's going on either. They're in there trying to make Big Macs with burrito supplies. It's chaos. So listen up. Whoever stole that sign, we're coming for you.
Oh, no.
Marvin, I don't want any part of this illegal activity. I'm leaving for a couple of days.
But baby, no, come back. Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just polishing my brand new Taco Bell sign. I love it so much.
Well, you better love it, because now the cops are looking for us.
No, Daddy, help me!
What, Jeffy, are you okay?
No, Daddy, I'm stuck. I think my legs are broken. This is the worst birthday ever. Please get the sign off me.
Okay, I'll get it. Jeffy, are you sure your legs are broken?
Yeah, they hurt. Don't touch them.
Okay.
I need you to call a doctor.
I can't call a doctor, Jeffy, because they're looking for the people who stole the Taco Bell sign. And if I call a doctor, they're going to see that we're the people who stole the Taco Bell sign.
Then what are we going to do?
I don't know.
315, 317, 318, 319, 320. Wait a minute. It's today. Jeffy's 18th birthday is today. I'm rich. I just gotta get out of this stupid prison first. All right. Time for me to use my sexy charm to escape. Hey there, big boy.
But shut up, inmate. I'm trying to figure out who stole this Taco Bell sign. Ugh, my back is killing me.
Oh, well, I could give you a back massage if you let me out of this cell.
No. What if you escape?
Oh, come on. I wouldn't do that. I love it here. I got my own bed and my own toilet. It's paradise.
Oh, I do really want a back massage. Okay, fine. I'll let you out for 5 minutes to massage my back, but then you're going right back in your cell.
Okay.
All right. Now I let you out. I really need you to get between my shoulder blades, because that's where all my stress is.
Okay. I knocked him out! I'm free!
Oh, damn!
They still jumping.
All right, Jeffy, I wrapped your legs in paper towels. It kind of looks like a cast.
But they still hurt, Daddy!
Well, if you sit really still and keep your legs straight, eventually they'll heal straight.
Because that's how that works.
I don't know, Jeffy, I'm not a doctor.
Well, then call one!
We can't call a doctor, Jeffy, because of your stupid birthday gift. It's illegal.
Oh, no, who's that? What if it's the cops, Daddy?
Look, I'll handle it. You just stay right here and don't make any noise.
Okay.
All right, if it's the cops, I'm going to say, what Taco Bell sign? Yeah, that'll work. Hello?
Surprise!
Ow, my legs hurt so bad.
Oh, Jeffy, it's Mommy.
What are you doing here?
Well, today's your 18th birthday, and Mommy's gonna get paid.
Today's not my 18th birthday. It's my 17th birthday.
Nice try, Jeffy, but I've been counting the days in prison. Now come here.
The Find My Fugitive app says she's in here somewhere.
Oh my god, Marvin, what happened to you?
Jeffy's mom, she hit me in the face with a mallet.
Oh my god, so she is in here.
Help me!
With Jeffy!
Come on, let's go upstairs.
Wait, upstairs?
Yeah, that's where your son is.
Oh, he's gonna see the Taco Bell sign. No, let's not go upstairs. They can come down here. Can y'all guys come down here?
What are you talking about? Let's go!
Wait, can I help you?
Just don't look this way.
Okay, whatever.
Don't come any closer. I'm gonna bonk him.
Nancy, why'd you escape from prison?
What? It's prison. It sucks. What do you mean?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But why today?
Well, today's Jeffy's 18th birthday, and I'm gonna inherit all his money. Well, actually, he's gonna inherit his father's money, and then I'm gonna take his money. But I'm still getting the money.
Well, today's not Jeffy's 18th birthday. It's his 17th birthday.
No. I've been counting.
Well, no, actually, today is his 17th birthday, and I know, because it's also my birthday.
Oh, damn it!
Yeah, everybody sing happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brooklyn guy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. That was very nice.
What, Willie?
Stop it.
Oh, okay, Nancy, seriously. It actually is his 17th birthday.
Oh, well, I guess I messed up. Must have counted wrong. It's okay. I'll just break out next year.
Yeah, you go ahead and try that. What are you doing over there?
Wait a minute. Is that the Taco Bell sign?
God damn it.
Okay, who stole this?
It was Nancy.
No, it's not me.
Yeah, it was you. When you came over, you brought the sign with you.
No, it couldn't have been her. She was in jail when it got stolen.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, I'm gonna take her back to jail. Then I'm coming back over here. Come on.
Oh, no. Jeffy, what do we do?
Oh, no, Daddy.
Get in there. Congratulations. You just added 5 years to your sentence.
No. Where did I go wrong? 17. Okay, so Jeffy's 18. His birthday is next year, and next year, I'm gonna get you, Jeffy!
Alright, she's in jail. Now who's next to go to jail? Who stole this sign?
Alright, officer. Look, it's my son's birthday, and all he wanted for his birthday was a Taco Bell sign, so I stole it for him for his birthday.
Really? You'd commit a felony for your son's birthday? That's actually really sweet. I wish somebody would commit a felony for my birthday.
Oh, cheer up. I bet someone will commit a felony for your birthday one day.
Really? Do you think so?
Hold on, I got an idea. Hey, Jeffy, there's two parts to your Taco Bell sign. Do you think we can give one to the police officer? He had a bean taco earlier.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Okay, it smells like ass in here. I'm just gonna go. You can keep the sign. Happy birthday.
Father!
What do you want, Jeffy?
Can we play with my volcano?
Volcano? No, Jeffy, it's gonna make a mess.
Aw, make my volcano erupt, Daddy!
Jeffy, stop it. Where'd you even get that at?
I found it.
You didn't just find it. Why are you wearing goggles?
Because I am a scientist. It is a scientific fact that all scientists wear big, goofy goggles. So in other words, let's blow shit up, Daddy.
Jeffy, language!
We're not gonna play with the volcano because I don't want to make a mess.
Come on, Marvin. Support his scientific, creative imagination. Just do it, Marvin.
Hell yeah, Mommy.
Okay, fine. We'll do it, but I don't want to make a mess.
All right, Daddy. I'll go grab a towel. I have a feeling this baby's a squirter.
Jeffy, your volcano's ready.
Heck yeah, Daddy.
Jeffy, what are you wearing?
It's my scientist outfit, Daddy. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a lab coat so I don't stain my clothes.
That's pretty MF'ing sweet.
Jeffy, I don't think your volcano works. I put sugar, spice, and I put it very nice, and it didn't erupt.
Well, it's because you forgot the secret ingredient.
What's the secret ingredient?
Right here.
Ew, Jeffy, what is that?
Piss.
Jeffy, you're not putting your pee in a volcano.
Jeffy, you need to drink more water.
I'm talking straight kidney stones, Mommy.
Jeffy, you're not putting that in the volcano.
Well, I have to, Daddy, because it makes it erupt.
It's not going
to
erupt.
Yes, it will. Watch.
What? Whoa, it worked.
See, Daddy, I told you it would work.
Sugar. Spice. And everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect little volcano. But Professor Marvin and Jeffy purposefully added an extra ingredient to the concoction. Chemical piss. Thus, the Powerpuff Jeffies were born! Using their ultra superpowers, Jeffy, Bubbles, and Buttercup have dedicated their lives to fighting crime and the forces of evil!
Dun 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 dun!
Powerpuff Jeffies, what do you want?
We
want
to fight crime!
Yeah!
That's what we want to do!
Well, go fight crime. I'm trying to watch TV.
Powerpuff Jeffies, initiate diaper smacking sequence.
What? Oh, look at the TV. Crime! There's crime on the TV.
Breaking news, okay? A monkey is going around and stealing women's purses. No one has been able to stop him, and the police are asking for someone to help.
Oh no, you guys gotta stop Mojo Jojo.
We gotta stop him!
He's such an evil monkey!
Bananas, let's go!
I don't know why I'm walking around at night all by myself carrying my expensive purse with lots of money in it.
Mojo Jojo, what's your purse? So give it to me!
Ah, Mojo Jojo!
Give me your purse! Ha ha!
Someone help!
Ha ha ha! I stole a purse!
Stop right there!
Mojo!
Jojo!
Oh, Powerpuff Jeffies! What are you doing here?
You better give that purse back right now!
That's stealing!
Bananas!
I don't know why I sound like an Asian stereotype, but you'll never get this purse!
Well, you gotta give that purse back!
Oh, what are you going to do about it?
Beat your monkey ass!
Oh! Is that all you got? Okay, that hurt a little bit. Curse you, Powerpuff Jeffies!
We got our purse back!
We saved the day!
Yay! Let's go home! Hey, Daddy, look, we got this lady's purse back.
We'll give it back to her.
Don't have to.
Do have to.
No, Daddy, because we're going to get the money out of her for a reward.
That's stealing, Jeffy.
No, it's not, because she would have never got the purse back if it wasn't for us.
That's wrong.
No, and we also found this. I think it's a whistle. Must be broken. It's not making a noise.
Jeffy, that's not a whistle.
Then what is it? Is it a push plug?
What?
Or that.
Jeffy, put that down. Stop bothering me.
No, Daddy, I want you to explain what this is. Is it a fishing pole?
No, it's not. Okay, Jeffy, look.
I'm going to teach those Powerpuff Jeffies a lesson for beating me up. I wrapped this bomb up to look like a present. So when they open it, kaboom! Just like Hiroshima.
And that's why women are in a bad mood all the time. Jeffy?
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. Can you explain it again? I wasn't listening.
I'll answer the door. Just stay right here. Hello? Hello? There's no one here. A birthday gift? It's nobody's birthday.
So, Daddy, girls really put these in their butt?
What? Yes, I don't know, Jeffy. Look, there's a birthday gift at the front door.
Well, it's not my birthday.
It's making a ticking sound.
Well, I can't hear anything because I got tampons in my ear.
It is making a ticking sound.
Bubbles, you saved the day.
Yeah.
Don't mention it.
Who would send a bomb as a birthday gift?
It was Mojo Jojo.
He don't like us.
We need to beat him up again.
Well, whatever makes you guys leave and stop bothering me.
Breaking news, MK. A monkey has just robbed a bank and got away with a couple $100,000. The police are asking for your help to find the monkey.
He robbed a bank?
That monkey just never learns. Let's go get him, guys.
I can't believe I, Mojo Jojo, just robbed a bank and got away with all of this cash. And no one can stop me, now that I defeated all of the Powerpuff Jeffies!
Stop right there!
Mojo!
Jojo!
Powerpuff Jeffies, I thought I blew you away with that bomb!
Nope.
What? Dang it!
Alright guys, beat him up! Hey gang, look, we got all the stolen money back from your bank robbery.
We'll give the money back to the bank.
No, that's our reward money now.
No, it's not your reward money. Look, Jeffy, you can't keep keeping the things that you get back from the people that stole them.
Yes, we can, because the good things that we're doing need to be rewarded, and so this is our reward.
Look, Jeffy, you three were given great power, and with great power comes great responsibility. You're like Spider-Man. Spider-Man saves people and he doesn't get paid.
Well, because he's an idiot. He wants to save all those people and not get paid. See, firefighters get paid. Police officers get paid, paramedics get paid, and so we need to get paid. So, paper, cash, cash, green cash, paper.
No, look, Jeffy, look, look, most superheroes don't get paid. Spider-Man doesn't get paid, Batman doesn't get paid.
Well, Batman doesn't need to be paid because he's already a bajillionaire. See, I need to be paid because I need cash, because hoes aren't cheap. They want filet mignon, they want designer, they want Gucci, they want Louis Vuitton, they're thirsty.
Well, Jeffy, listen, you're not keeping this money, give it back to the bank.
The humper.
You do have to, Jeffy.
No.
You're just like a criminal.
No, talk to Dan, because Jeffy don't want to listen. I'm keeping the money.
Ha 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 ha. It's time for those Powerpuff Jeffies to die. I got a skunk, and he's filled with poisonous gas. And as soon as he farts, and those Jeffies smell it, oh, they're going to die. Come on, skunk.
Jeffy, what are you even going to buy with all that money?
Bow toes and toes, Daddy.
What? No, Jeffy, that's not a good reason. Give it back to the bank. Ah! A skunk! How'd a skunk get in the house?
Oh, no, Daddy, but let's check its dirty pooper.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, just as I expected. A dirty little stink hole.
Wait, I don't want to look at its butt, Jeffy.
Yep, smells like acorns and spinach.
Wait, no, how did a skunk get in the house?
I can talk to animals.
Oh, you want to talk to its dirty little pooper? Hi, I'm a dirty poop hole. Oh, want me a kiss?
Jeffy, let her talk to the skunk.
Hi, Mr. Skunk. What are you doing here?
Hello. Monkey paid me to come here and kill you with deadly gas from ass.
Kill us?
Yes, he paid me $10 to come in here and lay a big heaping pile of shit right in your house, and then all of you die from exposure.
No, please don't kill us.
Well, I have to, because he paid me $10, and as you know, Russian money isn't worth shit right now, so...
I'll give you $10,000 not to kill us.
Deal. Thank you, lady.
How'd you get the skunk to leave?
I gave him $10,000.
See, Daddy, and you said that we should have given that money back to the bank. And if we would have done that, then the skunk would have killed us with his dirty little poop hole.
Oh, shut up, Jeffy. The news.
Breaking news, MK. A monkey is threatening to kill all of humanity with his death ray. The police are begging. Can someone please help save the world?
Ha 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 ha! Oh, now that the Powerpuff Jeffies are all dead, I, Mojo Jojo, can finally conquer the world and kill everyone with my death ray. And no one can stop me. Ha 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 ha!
Stop right there!
Mojo!
Jojo!
Dang it! Powerpuff Jeffies, I thought you were dead. How are you still alive?
But we're just that MFing good.
Well, it's time for you to die.
I can shoot fireballs from my head.
You killed Buttercup! Bubbles, get him! No, you killed Bubbles!
Down one left. Time to die.
I wish I had some other power other than being a good leader. Oh, wait. I still got one more thing. The fishing pole. Give me your gun. Now that Mojo Jojo's dead, Buttercup, Bubbles, no!
So once again, the day was saved, thanks to Jeffy and his tampon.
What's wrong, Jeffy? Use your words, Jeffy. Jeffy, use your words.
Mojo! Killed!
Okay, Jeffy.
Buttercup and Bubbles!
Wait,
Mojo killed Buttercup and Bubbles.
Yeah, Mojo Jojo had a death ray, and he shot Buttercup and Bubbles, and they died.
Well, oh, no.
Then, yes, oh, no. And then I had to take the death ray, and I had to go, pop, 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 and kill Mojo Jojo, and then he died.
Well, at least you're alive.
Facts.
So, what did I miss?
Where have you been?
I don't know. It just seemed convenient at the time.
Well, Jeffy had two twins, and they all had superpowers, and they were defeating this monkey who had, like, a tube brain, and his name was Mojo Jojo.
Aw, Marvin, you played with Jeffy today?
Well, no, no, we weren't playing. This all happened. Jeffy, tell her.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mommy, Daddy's a little cuckoo in the clock up here.
No, Jeffy, look at the shirt you're wearing. How'd you get the shirt?
You dressed me up like a girl and you said I was the prettiest girl ever.
What? No, baby, no, you gotta believe me.
Aw, Marvin, I'm glad you had fun today.
What? We weren't playing.
Oh, yeah, I love playing Fortnite, trying to unlock the new Spider-Man skin.
Jeffy, did you just charge my credit card?
Sure did, Daddy. Well, I had to get the new Fortnite Battle Pass.
You didn't ask for permission.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy.
You're going to do a bunch of chores tomorrow to make that money back.
All right, sure thing, Daddy.
Hey! I was playing that!
Jeffy, you have to go to bed. It's your bedtime. You have school tomorrow.
But I just need 64 more matches before I get the Spider-Man skin.
How long is that going to take?
All night!
You're not playing video games all night, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. Well, then let me finish this one match.
Okay.
And then 63 more.
Oh, finally. I got the Spider-Man skin. Now I get to play as Spider-Man. Victory emote dance.
Jeffy, it's time to go to school.
What?
You have to go to school, Jeffy.
Oh, no, Daddy. I'm too tired to go to school.
Did you stay up all night playing video games?
No.
But Jeffy, I told you to go to bed last night. It's your fault that you stayed up, so you're going to school.
Oh, but Daddy, I'm too tired.
Oh, if you're tired now, you're definitely going to be tired after school because I have a lot of chores for you to do after school. So go to school.
Oh.
Go.
All right, class. Today, we're going to be learning about the meteor that killed the dinosaurs. So we're going to play this fun little game where I pretend each of your faces are Earth and this ball is the meteor. I'm going to throw it as fast as I can at you, and if you dodge the ball, then you save the dinosaurs. All right, Cody, you're first.
Oh, right.
Got his ass! Looks like the dinosaurs are dead in your world, Cody. Junior, you're next. Good dodge, Junior. It looks like the dinosaurs are still alive in your world, and Cody's world, the dinosaurs are double dead. All right, Jeffy, you're next. Oh, Cody, I'm so sorry. My aim was a little off.
It's fine. I'm just going to spend the rest of the class down here.
I understand, Cody. All right, Jeffy, it's your turn.
Did Jeffy dodge it? What?
Boom!
Okay, that's it. I'm going home.
Oh, don't be a sore loser, Cody.
I hate this class.
Eat shit, Cody! I'm on fire today, class. I can put the ball anywhere I want. All right, Jeffy, your turn.
Jeffy, you suck.
Oh, Jeffy, it looks like the dinosaurs are dead in your world. Bully, think fast.
I caught it. Hey, Jeffy, think fast.
Hey, are you effing with me?
Yeah.
Huh? Because I might be tired, but I can still kick your ass.
Hey, Jeffy, Bory, stop fighting. Hold on real quick. I got to do something. Hey, Cody.
I want to transfer to another school.
Ow. Suck that, Cody, you nerd.
Jeffy, how was school today?
Huh?
How was school today?
Good. I'm tired.
But no, you can't go to sleep yet, mister. You still have chores to do. Hold on. Take this and that and go wash all the windows in the house.
Tired.
Go wash all the windows. Ah, oh my God, Jesus Christ!
What?
Oh my God!
Run!
Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
What happened?
He got in my eyes.
Oh my God, Marvin!
I can't see. I can't see.
We need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, take me. Take me. Take me.
Jeffy, how could you do that?
What's wrong, baby? What's wrong?
Oh my God, he got it in my eyes!
Oh, baby, Jeffy, you're grounded. You are so grounded.
Marvin, I can't see.
Oh, Jeffy, call 911. Call 911.
Huh?
Call 911.
We need to go to the hospital.
Okay, Jeffy. I would never ask you to do this, but I need you to drive us to the hospital, okay?
Huh?
Drive us to the hospital. Come on, baby. Drive us to the hospital.
Jeffy, come on. We gotta go to the hospital.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, hurry up and drive us to the hospital.
But drive safely.
Huh? Just drive to the hospital, Jeffy. We have to go to the hospital.
Okay.
What are you doing, Jeffy? Hurry up. Jeffy, get off the horn, Jeffy.
Huh?
Well, you're on the horn, Jeffy. Just drive us to the hospital. Are there sirens?
Pretty blue light.
Well, Jeffy, why are you getting pulled over? Talk to the cop and just tell him that you're taking us to the hospital, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I bet this guy's drunk. Hey, roll your window down.
Jeffy, roll your window down for the cop.
Huh?
Roll your window down, Jeffy. Okay. Tell him you're taking us to the hospital.
Okay. What do you want?
Jesus. Car full of junkies.
No, officer, we're not a car full of junkies. Look, he sprayed cleaning chemicals in my eyes.
Oh, you're getting high on cleaning chemicals, huh?
Oh, no, he sprayed in our eyes, and he was taken to the hospital.
Look, man, I don't care how you do it, it's still illegal. I can't believe this. Doing it in front of your kid like that, then making him drive you to the hospital.
No, I promise you, officer, it's just a big misunderstanding.
Well, you're all under arrest. You're coming with me. Come on.
No! I can't believe we had to bail ourselves out of jail.
At least our eyes are feeling better, Marvin.
I just want to watch TV and forget about what happened today.
Breaking news, MK! A local couple, pictured to the left of the screen, was arrested for making their kid drive them around while they were zooted on cleaning supplies.
Oh my god!
Oh great, now the whole town thinks we're junkies and that we treat our son bad.
And only one of those things is true!
I'm tired.
Oh, you're not going to bed yet, mister. You ruined our entire day and got us arrested. So now, you know what? You're gonna make us dinner.
What?
Yeah, he's gonna make us dinner. We deserve to relax after all the hell we were put through today. So Jeffy, go make us some chicken nuggets.
But Marvin, he just needs some rest.
No. He can rest after he gets done with his chores, and I want him to make us dinner. So go make us some chicken nuggets.
What?
Go make us chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Go! Jeffy, get some water!
Huh?
Get some water, Jeffy!
Okay.
Oh, my God. What the hell? It's going to burn down, baby.
Oh, my God. We got to do something!
Oh, my God! Oh, my eyes!
Oh, I'll get the door.
Hey, your fire alarm's going off. Is there a fire? Wait, it's you again. Oh, man, this house. Get out of my way.
Someone help us!
Jesus, look at that fire!
Oh, yeah, can you help us, please?
Oh, my God, not you two again. What are you junkies doing now? Trying to cook cleaning chemicals?
What? No, it's just a big misunderstanding.
What, you trying to get high on the fume?
Oh, no!
All right, I'm going to put out this fire, then you're going back to jail.
Oh, come on! I cannot believe we went to jail twice in one day.
At least the house isn't on fire, Marvin.
Can you stop trying to find positive stuff about this? Today's not positive. It's a horrible day.
Oh, my God, Marvin, look, the news!
Oh, my God.
Breaking news, MK. Those junkie parents are back at it again. This time, they were arrested for trying to make their kid cook cleaning supplies. When will they stop?
Well, now we can never show our face around town ever again.
Marvin, just let Jeffy get some sleep.
No, I'm not going to let Jeffy get some sleep. He got us arrested twice. The whole town thinks we're junkies and we can start fires and stuff like that. So I got to think of the biggest, baddest punishment ever for Jeffy.
Marvin, just let him sleep.
No! Wait. Jeffy, are you sleeping? No, wake up.
Marvin!
I got to wake him up. Wake up, Jeffy.
Child Protective Services, I'm here to check up.
No. I was just trying to wake him up.
No, I think I know what's going on here. Yeah, I took away your cleaning supplies, so now you're taking out your withdrawal anger on your kid. Is that it?
No, I was just trying to wake him up. He's sleeping.
Yeah, he's sleeping because he's been up all night driving you around and cooking your cleaning supplies.
Well, no. I was trying to wake him up so I could punish him. But not punish him by hitting him, but by doing other stuff.
All right, that's it. You come with me.
Go!
Well, hey, Marvin.
What?
How was jail?
I'm so tired from being arrested 3 times in one day.
Marvin, can we please let Jeffy go to sleep now?
Oh, no. He got me arrested 3 times, not 2, 3. So I'm going to make sure he stays up for like 2 days straight so that he can know the stress of never going to sleep again because he made me get arrested and... I'm gone.
my little cuddle muffin.
Aw, who's my little snuggle bear?
I am my little strawberry shortcake.
With a cherry on top?
Of course, with a cherry on top.
Are you guys done? Jeffy, how long have you been standing there?
Long enough to throw up in my mouth and swallow it.
What do you want, Jeffy?
I want some help building my Lego pirate ship.
Jeffy, I don't have time to build a Lego pirate ship.
But dang, it'd be really quick. It's only 1,260 pieces. And if it takes us 30 seconds per piece, that's only 630 minutes, which is only 10 and a half hours. So let's get started.
Jeffy, I'm not going to assemble Legos for 10 and a half hours.
Marvin, you should spend more time with Jeffy.
But my little cuddle muffin, I don't want to assemble Legos for 10 and a half hours.
Well, Blueberry Bear, you could do the first 5.5 hours, and then I could take over for the last 5 hours.
But baby, I don't want to assemble Legos.
Hey, Dad, check this out. If you buy me 2 more of these sets, we can build the pirate house and the pirate island. Then we had the whole collection, and that would be the tits.
I'm not buying you any more Legos, Jeffy, until you assemble this Lego set. So how about this? If you assemble the Lego pirate ship by yourself, then I'll buy you the other 2 sets that you can assemble by yourself. How about that?
Well, Dad, yesterday I was watching this naughty video that had the exact same title, 3-in-1.
Jeffy, I'm not going to assemble Legos with you, so take this to your room and assemble it by yourself.
Who's that?
Hopefully someone to help me build my Lego shit.
Let me see what it is.
Hello?
Help me! Help me, please! You have to hide me!
Wait, are you Goodman's butler?
Well, yes, but not anymore! It's a long story! Please! Hide me! Please!
Okay, come upstairs!
Thank God!
So, Marvin, who was at the door?
It was Mr. Goodman's butler.
My name is Chives.
Well, Chives, what are you doing here?
I had to run away from Mr. Goodman. I couldn't stand the constant bickering and nagging and him demanding me to say sir at the end of every sentence. Sir.
Well, why'd you run away? Why didn't you just quit?
Because he would kill me. You don't understand. I'm the 14th butler this year. I've seen things. Things he doesn't want the world to know. So if a butler wants to quit, he just kills them.
Well, you can stay here. I promise you, he's not going to come looking for you here.
Thank you.
Who's that?
That must be him. Please, you have to hide me now. I'll do anything.
Oh, hide in the bathroom. Okay, I'm going to go answer the door and tell him he's not here.
Hello?
Is Shithead here?
Who?
That bald-headed bastard.
What? I don't know who you're talking about.
My butler, Marvin!
What? I didn't even know you had a butler.
Oh, stop tugging my balls, Marvin. I know he's here because I have a tracker in his colon. And my Find My Butler app led me right to your house.
What, your Find My Butler app? Well, there's no butler in my house. Your phone must be acting up.
Oh, really? Because if I press this button, it'll shock his colon.
You don't have to press that.
I'm going
to
press it.
Well, don't press it.
I'm pressing it. Found him.
What?
The Find My Butler app says he's in here.
He's not in my bathroom. We should go check another room.
He could be in your shower.
He's not in the shower.
Let's see. There he is.
What? No, that's just my screaming shower curtain. I got it from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, really? I would love to see it scream again.
Okay, look, I'll pull back the curtain to show you he's not in the shower.
Okay.
Run.
Oh, yes, these pipes are lovely. Master Marvin, I was just fixing your pipes. Thank you so much for hiring me again.
Oh, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, Goodman, old chap. I didn't even notice you there. Oh, old Marvin here, he was just hiring me to fix his pipes.
Don't say you can leave the house, Chives!
Well, no, sir, but I...
That is unacceptable! That is 3 spankings for you with the paddle!
Is that the paddle with or without the spikes, sir?
The spikes. You know that, Chives. Now go warm my Lamborghini!
Yes, sir.
God, you're getting old. It's so hard to find good help around here, Marvin. Now walk me to the car.
Okay.
All right, Chives. You know the Lamborghini doesn't come with heated seats, so I'm going to need you to pull your pants down and warm up my seat with your bare ass cheeks.
Very good, sir.
What are you doing? You don't have to take this. You can stand up for yourself. You can say, I don't want to work for you anymore, and stand up for yourself.
You know what? You're right. I don't have to take this anymore. I'm a man! Master!
Did you just raise your voice at me, Chives? You have a dirty mouth. You get in that car.
No, sir. I was just letting you know that I took the liberty to warm the baby oil for the butt spankings later.
You rub that Vaseline all over those ass cheeks, Chives. Now get in the car!
Yes, sir.
Thanks for helping me find them, Marvin. You want to watch the spankings?
No, I'm good.
All right, he's going to get spankings in my car. Here comes, Chives.
1, sir.
Stop tensing up.
2, sir.
Marvin, what was that all about?
I don't know, but I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Daddy, since you don't want to build a pirate ship, can we make a Play-Doh pizza and eat it?
What? No, Jeffy, you can't eat Play-Doh. It's poisonous.
Oh, that's why I run out of Play-Doh so fast. But then why did they make it look like pizza?
It's supposed to be like a joke.
I'm not laughing, Daddy.
Well, look, how about we do something else? What? Who's that?
Hold on.
Hello?
Marvin, please! You have to hide me again! I escaped Goodman and those powerful spankings!
But he has a track on your butt. He's gonna find you again.
I need you to help me remove it! Now, come!
Marvin, who's at the door this time?
Marvin, quick! Stick your hand up my ribs and get the tracking device out!
Marvin, what is going on?
I'm not sticking my hand up your butt.
I'll do it.
No, you're not gonna do it, Jeffy.
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Oh, it came out!
Oh, thank God! Hurry, grab it so we can flush it!
I'm not gonna grab it!
Fine, I'll do it myself!
Ew!
Why'd you put it in your mouth?
Alright, Marvin, flush it!
Okay.
Goodman will never find me now.
Okay.
Marvin, what is going on here?
Look, there was a tracking device in his butt, and we flushed it so Goodman couldn't find him.
Exactly!
Oh, no, that must be Goodman again.
Marvin, please, you must hide me again.
No, find your own hiding spot.
Excellent idea.
Hello?
Where is he?
What's the bat for?
I'm going to beat his bald head with my baseball bat. This is my bald-headed baseball bat beater.
Well, I promise you, your butler's not in my house.
My Find My Butler app said he's in the exact same spot that he was in last time. So I'm going to go beat your screaming shower curtain with my baseball bat. Oh, how do you like that, Chives? Pull the curtain back.
Okay.
What? Hold on. My Find My Butler app says he's right here.
Well, no, he's not here.
No. Oh, I see what you did.
Wait, what?
You flushed him down the toilet, didn't you?
I can't flush him down the toilet.
Flush me down the toilet, Marvin.
What, flush you down the toilet?
Yeah, I'm going in after him. Flush me down the toilet.
Okay.
All right, Marvin. Flush me.
Okay.
I'm coming for you, Chives. I'm coming.
Marvin, can you please tell me what's going on?
I just flushed Goodman down the toilet.
What?
Thank goodness, sir. I was hiding under the sink. 5 more seconds and I think he would have found me. You saved my life. I'll do anything for you, sir. I'll be your servant. I'll cut your toenails.
No, that's fine. You can just go home.
But wait, Marvin. He's a butler. He could take care of Jeffy and do all the things with Jeffy that you don't want to do.
Good thinking, baby. But you're so smart. Yeah, he could build the Lego set and the Play-Doh pizza. Chives, there is one thing you can do for me.
Of course. Anything, sir.
I want you to be Jeffy's butler, you know, and do everything he says.
Anything's better than working for Goodman, of course.
All right, Jeffy, so this is Chives. He's your butler. He'll do anything you say.
That is the tits.
All right, butter pillow baby. Let's go to the bedroom.
Okay, Flutterby.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are gay.
Indeed, sir. So, Master Helmethead, what is your first request, sir?
Well, first I want you to build my 1,260-piece pirate Lego set.
That is a lot of pieces. It might take me a little while, sir.
Yeah, it'll take you exactly 10.5 hours. Because with 1,260 pieces and one piece every 30 seconds, that equals 630 minutes, which equals 10.5 hours. So you better get started.
Of course, sir. I'll be on that right away.
Great.
There you are, sir. Your Lego pirate ship. On 1,260 pieces.
Huh. It took you 10 hours and 45 minutes. It was only supposed to take you 10.5 hours.
Well, you see, sir, there are many small pieces, and my vision's not as good as it used to be.
Well, oh, well. Let's go see if it floats.
Floats, sir? That took me over 10 hours to build!
It didn't float.
No, of course it didn't, sir! There's no water in the tub!
Oh, maybe we should have put water in it, build it again.
I think I saw a plate of pizza set upstairs. How about we go do that instead?
Okay, let's go make a pizza.
Thank God. All right, sir, your Play-Doh pizza is ready.
Eat it.
You want me to eat it, sir?
Yeah, eat it.
I would rather not.
I eat it all the time. It's good. Eat it.
Sir, I would rather not.
I said eat it!
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. It's so good, sir.
Take a real bite.
Yes, sir. What's that over there, sir?
Where?
Oh, wow. That was so good. That was so delicious. I could have another.
Oh, you ate it already? I'll just make another one.
No, sir. I'm so stuffed from the first one. I couldn't dare. But why don't we do something else?
All right. Here, make me some water balloons.
Yes, sir. Sir, your water balloons are ready.
All right, thanks.
Do with them as you wish, sir.
Oh, I didn't break.
Please don't do that again, sir. Sir, good heavens, don't do it. put that down, sir.
That didn't break either.
You're not Elsa, sir. I must implore you, please. How about we go do something else, sir?
All right.
So I decided you need to wear a uniform.
Sir, I already am wearing a uniform.
No, I think you need to wear something more formal. Put this on.
Sir, this is a chicken suit.
Yeah, put it on.
Must I absolutely have to, sir?
Did I stutter? I said put it on!
You did not stutter, sir. I will get to it right away. I have put on the chicken suit, sir.
All right, good. Now I want you to act like a chicken.
Of course, sir. Bok. Bok bok.
No, that's not realistic enough. I want you to act like a real chicken.
I will do my best, sir.
Good. Now, I want you to color a page out of this coloring book.
Which one, sir?
Just pick one. Any one of them, but it's got to be perfectly within the lines.
Absolutely, sir. Right on it. Sir, your perfectly colored book as requested.
Chives? What the heck?
Whatever do you mean, sir?
You colored outside the lines, you blind old fart! Oh. Idiot!
Sir, the ears were hard to see, and there's a beak in my face.
Well, find another picture and color it perfectly, dummy!
You know what? No! I don't have to deal with this anymore! Not from you, not from Goodman! I quit! Good day, sir! I don't have to deal with this anymore! Oh, Goodman, old chap, where have you been?
In the sewer, looking for your tracker that's supposed to be in your butt!
That must have fell out when I used the restroom earlier, sir. Actually, you know what? I don't have to deal with this anymore, sir! I'm finally sticking up for myself! I quit!
Oh, no. You quit? Are you working for Chick-fil-A? Is that what this is?
Well, no, but anything's better than working for you, you old bag.
Wow, no one's ever stood up for me before. It almost sounds like you need to put this chip back in your ass.
Good day, sir.
Well, you know what? I got 20,000 different reasons why you should put that microchip back in your ass.
Shall I warm the Lamborghini with my butt cheek, sir?
Indeed.
Absolutely, sir.
Get your ass back in the car.
Jeffy, how's your butler doing?
Yeah, you having fun?
No, he quit.
He quit?
Yeah, but it's okay, Dad. I got this new Lego set. And I know you were upset about the last one because it was going to take like 10.5 hours. But this one's only 1,002 pieces. And at 30 seconds per piece, that'll take 501 minutes and just under 8.5 hours.
Well, get started, Marvin.
Okay, let's build this one.
All right, Jeffy, it's time to eat your green beans.
Green beans today? I don't like green beans.
I know, Jeffy, but you have to eat them.
No!
Baby, can you help me feed them?
Okay, Marvin.
Jeffy, just open your mouth.
Mm-mm.
Open your mouth for the green beans.
Mm-mm. I don't know how to open my mouth.
Jeffy, you're opening your mouth right now.
Mm-mm.
But baby, say something to him.
Jeffy, please eat your green beans.
Oh, okay, Mommy.
Wait, really? Wait, Jeffy, you have to eat your green beans.
Hold on, Daddy, 1 second.
Where are you going?
I don't know. What's he doing?
Read it, Daddy.
Where'd you get that at, Jeffy?
Oh, I don't know.
But Jeffy, you have to eat your green beans!
Oh, no, Marvin, look!
Breaking news, M.K. World-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre Francois has died. He reportedly fell off a bridge and landed on a canvas. And with his last dying breath, he named the painting the as his body hit the canvas. The painting sold for $200 million and is currently hanging up in my living room. He leaves behind his million-dollar fortune to his only son, who is unknown at this time.
Oh, Marvin, that's so sad.
Well, I don't know who he is. What'd he do?
He was a famous painter. He got famous for putting paint in his nose and sneezing it on the canvas.
Well, he got famous for sneezing on a canvas?
Yes, genius!
Dang, I finished all my green beans.
You finished all your green beans?
Yep.
What, are you sure you didn't dump them behind the couch?
Nope.
I'm gonna go check.
All right, go check. Mommy, I lied. Daddy's gonna be mad.
Oh, Jeffy.
Jeffy, you lied. They're all behind the couch.
Those aren't my green beans.
What, Jeffy, then whose are they?
I don't even know.
Tell the truth, Jeffy.
Oh, okay, Mommy. I rubbed my pee-pee all over that remote control.
Ew!
Well, that's it, Jeffy. You are grounded. You're going to stand in the corner.
My phone's ringing. All right, look, I'm going to answer the phone, and then you're going to stand in the corner.
What's your corner?
Hello?
Hey, is this Marvin?
Yeah, who's this?
This is the police.
No, this isn't Marvin. Oh, this is the maid. I clean his house.
Okay, first of all, that was racist. And second, what accent was that supposed to be? Was it like Chinese or something?
I was going for like Hispanic.
Oh, no. No, you gotta work on that.
Okay, look, you know it's me. What do you want?
Oh, yeah, we got a woman here who filed a missing persons report. She says she's looking for her son. She like dropped him off at some random place a long time ago, but she says he wears like a blue helmet and a yellow shirt.
That's Jeffy. Yes, you can sit here.
Wait. I'm sorry. Did you say Jeffy?
Well, yes, Jeffy.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I must have called the wrong person. I'm looking for Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah, I have Jerry written down. I think it's Jerry.
But no, it's Jeffy. You described Jeffy perfectly. I have her son. Tell her to come pick him up. He's right at my house. Like, come to my house right now.
Okay, I'll send her over. But if she's disappointed because Jerry's not there.
It's Jeffy. Send her to my house. I have him. I have Jeffy.
Okay, I'll send her.
Oh, my God. It's the happiest day of my life.
All right, Jeffy. When Marvin gets back, you're going to apologize for dumping green beans behind the couch.
Okay, Mommy.
Baby. It's the greatest news I've ever heard.
Marvin, wait. Before you say anything else, there's something Jeffy needs to tell you.
What?
Daddy, you're bald.
What? That's what he had to tell me?
No, Jeffy, say the other thing.
Okay. Daddy, do you know how to spell hippo?
What?
H-I-P-P. Oh, yeah, harder, Daddy.
Oh, you know, I don't even care. Look, the cops just called.
What, the cops?
Yeah, and they said that Jeffy's real mom is looking for him, and she's coming to get him right now.
So, no more Jeffy?
No more Jeffy.
No more Mommy and Daddy?
Nope, no more Mommy and Daddy. You get to be free. I get to be free.
Oh, not again.
Marvin, when is she going to get here?
I don't know. The sooner the better, right? So I think we should get Jeffy ready, and we should go wait by the front door, so when she gets here, we can just drop him off and just say bye forever. Come on, let's go. All right, Jeffy, any minute now, your real mom's coming to get you, and I never have to see you ever again.
Mommy, I don't want to go.
I don't want you to go either, Jeffy.
What, Jeffy, don't call her mom anymore. She's not your mom anymore. Your real mommy's coming to get you. We never have to see him ever again. That must be her. All right, Jeffy, stand up straight. Stand up straight. Stand up straight, Jeffy. Look good. Come on. All right, guys, the moment we've... Jeffy, stop crying. All right, guys, the moment we've all been waiting for. Hello?
Jeffy, is that you? Come to Mommy, sweetie.
Wait, you're Jeffy's mom?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for taking care of him. I've been so worried. I'm Nancy, by the way. Oh, sorry, I'm a little sick, and I think I'm also a little bit pregnant. Oh, can I come in? I have to meet the people who've been taking care of my baby.
Oh, Daddy, no.
Oh, thank God, my Jeffy is safe. My poor baby.
Yeah, Jeffy's 100% safe.
Hey, do you have coffee or maybe something with alcohol in it?
Alcohol? Aren't you pregnant?
I don't even know. Hey, I'll spit on you for a dollar.
Spit on me for a dollar? No, I didn't say yes. Take me to a hospital.
Pay up.
Look. You can take Jeffy. I have one question before you go.
Okay.
Why did you drop him off a year ago?
Oh, I needed somebody to babysit him while I was at the grocery store.
It took you a year to go to the grocery store?
It was very hard to find.
Well, that sounds like a good story to me. All right, Jeffy, go with her.
No, Daddy, that's not what happened.
Jeffy, stop talking crazy. Close your mouth before I smack it.
Wait, Jeffy, what really happened?
All right, Mommy, this is what happened.
All right, we're here.
Where are we at, Mommy?
See, I don't want to be your mommy no more, so you're going to find a new Mommy and Daddy.
A new Mommy and Daddy?
Yeah, you're going to go over to those apartments, and you're going to knock on every door until somebody answers. And then whoever answers is going to be your new Mommy and Daddy.
No, but I don't want a new Mommy and Daddy. I want to live with you. I love you, Mommy.
I don't love you. You're ugly, and you're stupid, and you waste my time. So go, get out of here.
Can I show him my prank joke?
Yeah, sure, whatever you want. Just go.
But, Mommy, what if I forget my name?
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Let me write it. And there you go. Your name's on your shirt. It says Jeffy.
Jeffy?
Yeah, so if you forget your name, just look at your shirt, okay? Now get out of here.
Well, what if they don't want to be my new mommy and dad?
All right. Putting this note on your shirt. There you go.
What does your note say, Mommy?
It says you're a good boy. Now get out of here.
Says I'm a good boy?
Yeah, now go.
All right, Mommy.
Leave. Oh, got to get rid of him.
Bye, Mommy.
was your day at work, Boydie?
Oh, it sucked. It was such a long day.
Who is that?
You expecting someone?
No.
I'm not going to answer it. It's probably like a candy salesman. We don't want any candy!
No one answered.
Huh? Who's at the door? Oh, they probably woke me up from my dream. Hello?
Hey, you want to see my pencil?
What, your pencil? Wait, who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, my name is Jeffy. She is changing on my shirt. Jeffy! And that's what really happened.
Jeffy! I told you about my phone! Mommy sure does love a smokes.
Jeffy, you have to go with your mom now.
Daddy, please don't make me go with old mommy. She hits me and she calls me bad names.
But she's your real mom, Jeffy.
Marvin, I don't think she takes care of him.
But that's his real mom.
Oh, yeah, that's the spot right there. Oh, I wonder what that smells like. Oh, yeah, that is 2 months of no shower right there. Oh, you want a whiff?
What? No, I don't want a whiff.
All right, come on, Jeffy, we gotta go get some money. I mean, go home.
No, I don't want to go with you, old mommy.
Jeffy, you gotta go with her.
No, come on, Jeffy,
please, Daddy.
Come on, Jeffy, you're being a bad boy. Mommy needs to get paid.
Daddy, I'm sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry about the green beans. I won't move my pants anymore. Daddy.
Well, he's gone now.
Marvin, I can't believe you let that terrible woman take Jeffy away.
Well, look, he's not a responsibility anymore. That's his real mom, and I don't care about
him. Marvin, she beats him!
Good!
Well, I'm leaving!
All right, fine, leave. I don't care about you. Leave!
Fine!
Fine, leave, bye!
Bye!
Come here, Jeffy. You're coming home with mommy now.
I don't want to go with you, old mommy. I don't like you.
Oh, Jeffy, how dare you say that to your own mother? I gave birth to you in a porta potty. Now listen here, you little shit. Your mommy's lottery ticket now, okay? See, your daddy was a famous painter, and he died, and he left you millions of dollars. So now, whenever you're 18, that money's gonna be mine, and you can live with whoever the hell you want.
I don't wanna live with you, mommy. I don't like you.
Oh, you're gonna live with mommy, and you're gonna like it, okay? All right, now shut up. This is a stolen car, and I don't want to attract any more attention.
Okay, Jeffy's gone forever, and that's all that matters. It's just me, myself, and I. I finally get some peace and quiet, and I finally get to relax. That's all I care about. I just want to relax. Jeffy!
Oh, hey, well, yeah.
God, what are you doing here?
Oh, yeah, I saw you were having a moment. I thought I'd cheer you up with this piano. I saw everything that happened.
Oh, am I a bad person?
Yeah, you suck.
Well, listen, I just want some peace and quiet, so can you leave?
Okay.
Stupid cat piano. Jeffy would always annoy me with this thing. I just want some peace and quiet.
Lola, 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 lola.
I'm hungry.
What did you just say?
I'm hungry.
What did I tell you about being hungry? You wait till next week when the check comes in. You've been a bad boy. You don't get to eat this week.
Aww. Huh. This is kind of fun. But no, I don't want to hear it. It's stupid and it's annoying and it's dumb. And I don't want to hear it anymore. I just want peace and quiet. I don't want to hear that dumb, stupid piano that Jeffy used to play. No, I don't care about it. I just want to sit here by myself in the quiet. No.
Meow.
No.
Lola, lola, lola. Oh, great. Now it's raining. Oh, lola, lola, lola.
Jeffy! What? Oh, my baby!
Jeffy! Jeffy, get back here!
Maybe I can watch some TV. No. I just want to be quiet. Just nice and quiet. Just sit here. By myself. Who's that? That's probably Rose. Hello?
Daddy, can I please live with you?
Well, Jeffy, where'd you come from? How'd you get here?
I jumped out of Mommy's car because she was hitting me and said I couldn't eat for a week.
Well, good.
Oh, no, Daddy, please. Daddy, please. I'm sorry. Let me live with you.
No, Jeffy, you remember that time you locked me out of my house?
Yeah.
Well, check this out. I just locked you out. It's payback.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I just really want to live with you. I'm so hungry and I haven't eaten all day.
Well, whose fault is that? I tried to feed you green beans and you threw them behind the couch.
I'm sorry,
all the green beans ever.
I don't want to hear it, Jeffy. Just go live with your mommy.
Please, just please let me live with you. It's cold out here, and my old mommy hits me and calls me mean names. Please, Daddy, I only want to live with you. Please, please, Daddy.
All right, Jeffy, I'll let you come inside for 10 minutes until your mom comes back.
Really, Daddy?
Yeah, but only until your mom comes back, okay?
Okay, thanks, Daddy.
All right, Jeffy, you're going to sit right here until your mom comes back to get you.
Daddy, what were you doing with my cat piano?
I accidentally stepped on it when it was on the ground, so I put it up here so I wouldn't accidentally step on it again.
Were you playing my cat piano, Daddy?
No, I would never play this stupid, dumb, annoying cat piano. It's childish and annoying, and it's really loud, and I love the peace and quiet, so I want it to be quiet. You're not going to play it?
No, Daddy, I don't want to annoy you.
Well, good. I wouldn't want you to play this anyway. It's dumb and annoying and makes a lot of noise, and I like the peace and quiet, so that would be dumb if you played it. I mean, I guess if you want to play it, you can play it.
You're going
to
let me play my cat piano, Daddy?
Just this once, just because it's really quiet, and my ears are ringing, it's making me have a panic attack. So just play it a little bit, just a little bit.
Oh, thanks, Daddy.
Who's that? It might be your mom.
Oh, no, Daddy, please don't tell her I'm here.
Hello?
Is Jeffy here?
What's going on?
I was at McDonald's getting Jeffy a Happy Meal, and then he said he had to go to the bathroom, and then he ran away.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, is Jeffy here? Is he here or not?
Let me just look around and see if he's here.
Okay, please hurry.
Just give me a second.
Please find him.
Please don't make me go with her, Daddy. Please.
But that's your mom, Jeffy.
But she hits me, Daddy. Please.
Just let me make a phone call real quick. All right, Jeffy, I made a phone call.
You're not going to make me go back with her, are you, Daddy?
Jeffy, just go sit on the couch. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Okay, Daddy.
Hello?
Did you find Jeffy?
Yeah, I found him.
Oh, thank God! Let me give you a hug.
No! I don't need a hug. Look, he's just in the couch in the living room. So come inside.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Jeffy's in here.
Oh, Jeffy, my baby.
Oh, please don't hit me, please.
Oh, mommy would never hit you, sweetie. I love you. Hey, do you think you could give me and Jeffy a minute alone? I need to give him some kisses.
No, Daddy, please don't leave me alone with her.
I'll be right back, Jeffy.
No.
Jeffy, get your ass over here.
No.
Jeffy, come here.
No.
Jeffy, why don't you run away from me?
Here. All right, ma'am, you're under arrest for child abuse.
She also spit on me.
Ew!
Wait! I gotta go see my Jeffy! He's gonna make me millions!
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Make her millions? What is she talking about?
Daddy, is old mommy gonna go to jail?
I don't know yet, Jeffy.
Well, she's being charged with child abuse, spitting on you, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yes.
Great.
So, what happens to Jeffy now?
Well, what this means for you is since I know he's not your kid, you don't have to take care of him anymore.
I don't?
No, you could send him to foster care. I mean, you could adopt him if you want to.
I think foster care would be best. I mean, I lived with Jeffy for a year and it just didn't work out.
Really? You don't have any good memories of living with him?
Good memories with Jeffy? No.
But, wow, that was really fast.
Yeah, it's just, I think foster care would be best.
Daddy, please let me live with you. I promise I'll be the bestest boy ever.
I just...
What are we doing?
Hold on, I just...
Please, Daddy? Please?
What was that? You're gonna have to speak up, I can't hear you. I'm sorry, give me that one more time.
I guess I'll adopt him.
Oh, okay, you'll adopt him. Great. Okay, well, now that you're his legal guardian, I can show you this piece of paper I found in his mom's purse.
Wait a minute. I think I have the second half of this.
Well, go get it. What are you waiting for?
All right. What's it say? If lost, please contact his father.
His father is Jacques-Pierre Francois?
Who's that?
The Jacques-Pierre Francois?
Who is that?
He's Jacques-Pierre Francois.
Who is that?
He's Jacques-Pierre Francois.
Who is that?
He's...
Jacques-Pierre Francois!
Who is that?
He's a famous painter, and he died earlier today.
He died?
Yeah, he left millions of dollars to his unknown son, which I guess is Jeffy.
I'm rich AF.
So Jeffy's a millionaire?
Yeah, well, I mean, he can't get the money until he's 18, but, you know.
Wait, so when Jeffy turns 18, he gets millions of dollars?
Yeah.
Well, just for the record, I adopted Jeffy before I ever knew he was rich, right?
Yeah, you were thinking about sending him to a foster home.
Oh, no, I never thought about that. When's he turn 18?
Well, according to this, he's 12 right now.
So just 6 years?
Yeah.
And Jeffy gets millions of dollars?
Yeah, easy.
Oh, okay, I mean, but I just want you to know, Jeffy, I adopted you before I knew you were worth millions of dollars.
Good.
Yeah, so I want everyone to know that. I'm a good person, right?
Yeah, we know. Okay.
All right, well, thank you so much, officer.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to spend our first night together as a real family?
Yeah, Daddy.
Come on, let's go.
Marvin, I think it's so sweet that you decided to adopt Jeffy.
What?
I think it's sweet you decided to adopt Jeffy.
Yeah, I think I did the right thing.
Marvin, aren't you going to tell him to stop?
No, not this time. This one's for me.
Daddy, I need a favor.
What do you need, Jeffy?
Can I borrow $1,000?
$1,000? What do you need $1,000 for, Jeffy?
Because I want to go to clown school. See, cook.
Clown school? Why do you want to go to clown school?
Because it's always been my passion. I love making people laugh, and I really like Badoon.
Jeffy, you don't have to go to clown school. You already are one.
Marvin!
It's true. We already act stupid and dumb. You don't have to pay someone $1,000 to teach you to act like that.
You never support my dream.
No son of mine's going to be a clown.
I hate you.
Yeah, go to your room.
Marvin, you should support your son.
No, baby. I want him to be something successful, like a doctor or a lawyer.
You honestly think he's gonna be a doctor or a lawyer?
No.
See?
Well, look, baby, I don't want him to be a clown. He's gonna get made fun of, and that's not a career.
Marvin, I'm gonna go talk to him.
Well, I'm not paying for this. I don't support it.
I hate my daddy!
Jeffy, are you okay?
No.
Jeffy, it's gonna be all right.
No, it won't. Not unless you write me a check for $1,000 right now so I can go to clown school.
Jeffy, why don't you just save up your money so you can go next year?
Because I won't want to be a clown next year.
Then why does it matter so much that you go this year?
Because I want to be a clown right now.
Jeffy, do you really want to be a clown?
Are camel's nipples purple?
Well, Jeffy, if you promise to be the best clown that you can be, I will give you the money to go to clown school.
Heck yeah.
Mommy, this is so pee-pee!
Okay, Jeffy, just don't tell your dad.
Oh, I won't, Mommy.
Daddy! Mommy's giving me $1,000 to go to clown school!
Jeffy!
I'm just kidding, Mommy.
Okay, here's the plan.
What was that?
Nothing!
Jeffy, you yelled my name.
No, I'm not going to clown school or anything.
No, not at all.
That's right, you're not going to clown school ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just stay in your room.
Jeffy, here's the plan. Jeffy, focus! Okay, you're gonna sneak out the window and go to clown school, okay?
All right, Mommy. I'm gonna be the best clown I can be. See you later, Mommy.
Hello and welcome to clown school. My name is Screwball, and if you're wondering, yes, I hate my life. Being a clown isn't easy. It's long hours of kids pissing on you, you pissing on yourself, kids trying to punch you in the balls, fat kids trying to eat your hair because they think it's cotton candy, waking up in different motel rooms handcuffed to the headboard. I've seen it all. Like, you think it's probably happened to me. But anyway, what we're going to do now is we're going to go around the room and each one of you are going to tell me why you chose this miserable path of life. You first, kid.
I want to be a clown because I like making people laugh.
Trust me, kid. You're not going to be making anybody laugh. They're going to be laughing at you, not with you. People only hire clowns nowadays just to beat them up and piss on them. At least that's what happens to me. But anyway, what about you, sir? Why do you want to ruin your life? Looks like you already got the hair color going.
Oh, me? Well, my daughter's birthday party's coming up, and I figured if I was a clown, then maybe her and her friends would think I was cool. You know, like I'd be the cool dad. Like, oh, cool, your dad's a clown. But after hearing your stories, I'm starting to doubt that.
Oh, no. You're not going to be cool unless getting beat up and pissed on is cool. Then you'll be the coolest dad in the world. But anyway, the first lesson of clown school is if you want to be a clown, you got to look like a clown. So there's clown costumes in each one of your desks. So go ahead and put those on.
What the hell? Oh, God, it smells like piss.
Yes, they all smell like piss. They're all from clowns who died from blunt force trauma to the head from a 5-year-old with a boppet.
Wow, this clown outfit's so cool.
Oh, God, why is it so itchy? Ugh.
Yeah, because the clown that wore that outfit before you had scabies. Be honored. All right, the next step to being a clown is picking your clown name. My name's Screwball because when I was younger, I got in a horrible accident, and they had to screw both my balls together, so I have one big ball. That's why I'm called Screwball and not Screwballs. All right, so just yell out whatever clown name you want, and I'll tell you if it's taken.
What about Butterball the Clown?
Take it.
What about Diarrhea Pants the Clown?
Take it. That was my father.
What about Noodles the Clown?
Take it.
Dingleberry the Clown?
Take it.
Poof Pants the Clown?
Take it.
Ball Pit Shit the Clown?
Believe it or not, take it.
What, really? Okay, what about Fart Sucker the Clown?
Take it. He was a good clown.
Okay, then what isn't taken?
Tugball's not taken. Yeah, that fits you. You're now Tugball the Clown.
I am not going by Tugball the Clown.
Oh, yes, you are. Once you're assigned a name, you can't change it.
I did not pay $1,000 to be called Tugball the Clown.
No refunds. All right, kid, what do you want your clown name to be?
What about Blue Balls the Clown?
Actually, that one's available. Congratulations, kid, your Blue Balls the Clown.
Yay, I got my clown name. I'm Blue Balls.
What? He got Blue Balls? Why am I Tugball?
All right, now that you got your clown names, I'm going to teach you how to do the first trick you're going to need to know for a kid's birthday party, and that's balloon animals. They're going to want you to make dogs and giraffes and elephants. It's too hard. What you're going to do is you're going to blow up the balloon, and then you're done. It's a snake balloon. See? Snake. And if they say, oh, I don't want a snake balloon, then you hit them with this. Worm. See? So the only two animals that you need to know how to make are a snake and a worm. Any questions?
Okay, but like, what if they want a dog?
You say snake or worm.
I'm paying you $1,000. You can teach me how to make something other than a snake or a worm.
Snake or worm.
Okay.
All right. So the next trick you're going to need to know for a kid's birthday party is how to juggle. So you're going to take three balls like this and start juggling. Watch me. See, I can't juggle. Well, that's all right. You don't need to know how to juggle. You don't get paid enough for that. They're just going to piss on you anyway.
What, so you can't juggle? Are you going to teach us anything?
Snake or worm.
What? I gave you $1,000.
The next thing you're going to need to know for a birthday party is you got to get horny. You got to have your little clown horn walk around and do it in people's ears and give them tinnitus.
Okay, what is this? Are we seriously not going to learn anything? I spent what are you doing? Get this out of my face. Okay, that is it. Okay, that's it. I don't want to be a clown anymore. Give me my money back.
Don't be a party pooper. I can't give you a refund. I already spent the money. But come up here. I'll show you something cool.
Okay, are you actually going to teach me something?
Sure. All right, so the next thing you're going to need to know for a kid's birthday party is getting pied in the face.
What? Oh, God, why does the pie taste like piss?
Because I pissed in it.
Okay, that's it. I'm out of here. I don't want to be a clown anymore. I'm reporting you to the Better Business Bureau.
Am I officially a clown yet?
Before you become a certified clown, you have to pass the clown test. It's only one question, and the question is, what two animals can you make out of balloons?
Snake or worm?
Congratulations, Blue Balls! You're now a certified clown. Go out there and get pissed on as much as you can. Thanks for the $1,000.
Yay! I became a clown! This is the greatest day ever! My dream finally came true!
I haven't seen Jeffy all day.
Well, he's probably just in his room, but you don't need to check on him, though, because he might be in there doing teenage boy things.
Hey, Daddy! Guess where I've been?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Where'd you get $1,000 to go to clown school, Jeffy?
Mommy?
Jeffy! You weren't supposed to tell him.
Well, I didn't want to get yelled at.
You gave Jeffy $1,000 to go to clown school?
I'm sorry, Marvin, but it's his passion. Look at him.
Jeffy!
I'm Blue Balls the Clown, Daddy!
Blue Balls the Clown!
Uh-huh.
Jeffy, you better show me what you learned at clown school for $1,000.
Oh, I learned a bunch of things, Daddy. I learned how to make balloon animals.
Oh, well, you better show me the best balloon animals in the world. You better make me a huge elephant. Like, I'm talking a life-size elephant.
Too hard.
Too hard? Nothing should be too hard for $1,000.
Snake or worm?
Snake.
All right.
It better be the best snake I've ever seen. What?
It's a snake, Daddy.
Ooh, that's cool, Jeffy.
It's not cool. It's dumb. Get out of here. It's so dumb. It's literally just, you just blew up a balloon. That took no talent.
Jeffy, can I have a worm?
Coming right up, Mommy.
You could just ask me for one.
Here's your worm, Mommy.
Ooh, it reminds me of my ex-boyfriend.
What? Oh, that, get these balloons out of here, Jeffy. None of that took any talent. All you did was blow up the balloon and said it was a snake and a worm.
Well, you want to see me juggle? I learned how to juggle.
Ooh, that's cool, Marvin.
I mean, I guess juggling is kind of cool. Show me you juggling, Jeffy.
All right.
I mean, at least juggling's a talent.
All right, Daddy, watch me juggle.
Oh, my.
Too hard.
What, too hard? Why is it too hard?
Pee on me.
What?
Yeah, that's what they taught me in clown school.
All right, Jeffy, that's it. You got ripped off for giving him $1,000 to do something that was a scam.
But, Daddy, I got one more trick up my sleeve. Want to see it?
Yeah, it better be the coolest trick in the world worth $1,000.
All right.
I can't believe this.
All right, Daddy. See this pie?
Yeah. Why does it taste like piss?
Because I peed in it.
All right, Jeffy, that is it. You are grounded.
You can't ground me. I got a birthday party to go to.
See, Marvin, he already has a job.
What, someone hired you for their birthday party?
They sure did, Daddy. So, I'm going to go do that. I'll see you later.
Go, PJ! Go, PJ! Go, PJ!
Go me, that's right. So how you ladies liking the party?
This party's so awesome!
Yeah, I hope it never ends.
Yeah, well, you know what they say. There ain't no party like a PJ party, because a PJ party don't stop.
Woo!
So over here, I got some Danimals and some Go-Gurt. I got some Spider-Man and SpongeBob Go-Gurt. You know, whatever gets the juices flowing. And over here, I have some powdered donuts, so you can just get into that whenever you're ready.
PJ, can I please have your autograph?
Sorry, babe. You're going to have to wait till after the party.
Okay.
Okay, ladies. On the count of three, I want you to say what would make this party 10 times better. And don't say more PJ. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
More PJ!
A clown. That's right, a clown. I hired a clown.
No, you didn't.
I sure did. Get in here, Blue Balls.
I'm Blue Balls the Clown.
All right, make me laugh, funny man.
Okay.
PJ ain't laughing. That's not funny.
Well, I can juggle.
Okay. All right, yeah, let's see him juggle.
That'd be really cool if you could juggle.
Yeah.
All right. It's too hard. Want to pee on me?
What? That's not cool. That's not cool at all.
This is gross. This party's lame.
Bro, you're ruining my party. You better do a cool trick right now.
Well, I can make a balloon animals.
Okay, balloon animals.
I want a balloon animal.
I want a pig.
I want a balloon.
Yeah, I want a balloon animal too. Yeah, I want a bird.
Snake or worm?
What?
Snake or worm?
A snake, I guess.
That's lame.
What?
It's a snake.
This party's so not cool.
It's so not cool.
What, bro, nobody has ever said a PJ party wasn't cool. You better do a cool trick right now.
Well, I got one more trick up my sleeve.
Okay, but it better be the coolest trick you've ever done.
Yeah, it better be cool, PJ, or I'm leaving.
It's gonna be cool. No, ladies, come back! Bro, you ruined my party! No lady has ever left a PJ party! I'm calling the party police!
There, I just got done cleaning up the mess. I wish we made a mess that I had to clean up.
Ew!
Hey, I got you, kid.
Oh, Jeffy, you got arrested?
Yeah, I had to trespass him for ruining PJ Crenshaw's party.
PJ Crenshaw?
Jimmy James Crenshaw!
Here, Jammy's Crenshaw, that's the one.
What'd he do?
Well, he did a bunch of lame tricks and it made PJ's girls leave.
Not his girls leave?
Yeah, his girls.
Oh. Well, so what's going to happen to Jeffy?
Well, I got to revoke his clown card so he can't be a clown anymore.
Wait, I can't be a clown anymore?
No, you're permanently banned from being a clown.
Wow, all that for nothing. Wait, why is your nose red?
Oh, because I also went to clown school, but I dropped out because it was just way too much piss for my liking. And I kept the clown nose to remind myself I'm a clown for paying $1,000 for that.
Well, she's a clown for paying $1,000 for Jeffy to go to clown school. What a waste of money.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to go to my other job, leading Santa's sleigh.
Oh, like Rudolph.
Hey, Marvin, your phone's ringing.
I know, I can hear it. It's right next to me.
Okay, fine.
Hello?
Hello. This is Jackie Chu, Jeffy's teacher. I was calling to tell you that Jeffy's going to be getting his report card today, just in case he doesn't show you.
All right, thank you for warning me.
Who was that, Marvin?
It was Jeffy's teacher. Let me know he's getting his report card today.
Ooh.
Ah, Daddy, help me! I was putting on my shirt and it started eating me! It's not eating you, Jeffy. It was just stuck.
All right, thanks, Danny, for saving me from the big bad shirt monster.
Well, look, Jeffy, your teacher just called me and let me know you're getting your report card today, so don't try to throw it away or anything. You have to show me.
Okay, Danny. Well, there's not going to be any bad grades on it because I'm the smartest boy ever.
Well, look, if there's a single F on that report card, your life's over. You're grounded for a year.
Okay, Danny, but there's not going to be any F's on it.
Well, look, get to school. Get your butt to school.
Oh, just my butt? All right, can you help me take it off?
Well, no, get your whole body. Go to school.
All right, Danny.
All right, class, today, before we get started, I'm going to hand out your report cards. Here you go, Penelope. Here's your report card.
All A's, yes!
Junior, here's your report card.
Only one F? That's a new record!
And Joseph, here's your report card.
Oh, dude, I finally did it! All F's, you know how hard it is to do that?
Wow, Joseph, that's very impressive.
Thank you.
And Cody, here's your report card.
All A's, I knew it. You know, sometimes I get tired of being so smart.
Maybe you should get all F's like me.
I'm good.
All right, Bori, here's your report card.
Whatever. I'm just going to be a trash man like my dad anyway.
And Jeffy, here's your report card.
Oh, no. All F's. My daddy's going to kill me.
Guys, I got all F's on my report card.
High five.
No, because my daddy told me he was going to kill me if I got a single F.
Well, I don't have parents, so.
Well, Jeffy, why don't you just take Cody's report card home and say it's yours?
But no, that's not going to work because my report card has my name on it. And besides, I save all my report cards because I want to get into a good college someday. Oh, and my mom gives me Zerberts on my belly for every A I get.
What's a Zerbert?
It's where she blows on my tummy and I'm super ticklish.
God, I hate you, Cody.
But guys, for real, my daddy said he's going to kill me if I get an F on my report card.
That's it, Jeffy. Why don't we fake your death? Why don't we call your dad and say you died at school today and he'll never see you ever again?
But no, Junior, that's a terrible idea. Doesn't that seem kind of extreme just to avoid getting punished?
Well, my daddy said he's going to kill me anyway, so we might as well do it.
Okay, I've got my phone.
All right,
guys, it's ringing.
Aren't they just going to look at the caller ID and see who it is?
I blocked my number, Cody. Shut up.
Baby, can you answer the phone?
Sure, Marvin. Hello?
Hey, this is Officer Tells Bad News Johnson. I'm calling to inform you that your son Jeffy died today at school.
What?
I know, you seem very upset. If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
What happened?
Well, Jeffy and another student were playing tag during recess, and Jeffy fell into a pile of ants. And then a plane crashed, only killing your son. The ants are fine, though. They're fire ants. They were normal ants until the fire from the plane explosion turned them into fire ants. But he's dead.
Oh, my God! Is it going to be on the news?
No, it won't be on the news because the owner of the news, Sir Isaac Newston, was the one flying the plane. And he didn't have his pilot's license, so he crashed his plane. And that would make the news have a bad name. So we just don't want anyone to know about it.
Oh, my God! My daddy!
Yeah, so he's dead, so you'll never see him again. I'm so sorry. Bye. All right, guys, they totally believed it.
Sir Isaac Newston?
Who do you think had been in the news, Cody?
I don't know.
Sounds believable to me.
Thanks, Joseph.
So my parents really think I'm dead?
Yep, they think you're dead, so you don't have to go home and show them your report card.
Sweet.
But wait, where is Jeffy going to live? Because he can't go home.
Oh, you're right. Jeffy doesn't have a place to live. Hey, Cody, can you stay with you for a while?
But me? I don't want him living with me.
But it's your fault that we had to do that whole phone call thing.
Well, how is this my fault? I told you it was a bad idea.
Because you wouldn't let us borrow your report card.
Well, I would have rather you taken my report card than have him live with me.
Well, look, it's your fault, and now you have to let him live with you.
But why can't he live with Joseph?
Dude, I live in a cardboard box.
Okay, fine. He can stay with me for one night. Come on, Jeffy.
Baby, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What? What? Say it without crying.
Jeffy died.
What? Well, why are you so calm?
You told me to calm down.
Wait, so how did Jeffy die? What did they say?
It was a plane crash.
A plane crash? A plane crash? Really? That sounds like a prank call. Let's call the real cops and see if it's true.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. We got a call from another officer saying our son died today.
Oh, well, who is the officer that called you?
Officer Tells Bad News Johnson.
Really? Officer Tells Bad News Johnson? No, that's just ridiculous. Officer Tells Bad News Johnson retired 20 years ago. This is probably a prank call.
A prank call? Baby, what else did the call say?
Well, there was a plane crash, and the guy flying it was Sir Isaac Newston.
Sir Isaac Newston? Now, that name's just silly. Yeah, this is definitely a prank call.
Well, why would somebody want to fake our son's death?
Well, did you son have something big coming up that maybe he was trying to get out of?
Well, he was getting his report card today.
I bet that's it. I bet he got a bad grade and he faked his death to get out of it.
Why would Jeffy do this?
Because he didn't want to get grounded. Thank you for helping us, officer.
Okay. Yeah, I just, guess I'll take off. Just leave. Honestly, I really don't want to go.
Well, you don't have to leave.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
What about our our son!
He'll probably come home, baby. He has nowhere else to go.
Yeah, so, what do you guys want to do?
I mean, there's nothing to do.
Find our son.
Hey, you want to play slap dance?
What's that?
Well, try to slap my hand. Ha ha! Gotcha, loser!
Well, you try to slap my hand.
Okay. Easy, loser!
Oh, no, let me try again.
Okay. Nope.
Marvin.
Nope.
Marvin.
Nope.
Marvin!
What?
Come play Jeffy!
Well, I gotta try to slap his hand.
Nope. Ow, okay, that's it. You're under arrest. Ow. Uncle, get off me.
Okay, Jeffy, you can only stay here one night and then you have to go.
Okay.
Now, look, my parents are a little weird, so just ignore them.
Oh.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Now, would you look what the cat drugged in?
Hey, Dad. Ooh, Cody, who's your sexy friend? Meow.
Hey, woman, keep your eyes on me. I'm the only one that can cheat in this house.
Yes, Daddy. Well, guys, this is my friend Jeffy. His parents kicked him out, and he needs a place to stay. So can he spend the night?
If his parents don't want him, what makes you think we do?
Now, Tyrone, that's not how we treat our guests. So what's wrong with you? You some kind of junkie or something? You gonna hurt our little Cody?
Yeah, what you got? What you holding, huh? Huh?
No, guys, he's not a junkie. He just needs a place to stay, so can he spend the night? I guess so, Cody, but I don't want to hear any of that loud rap music after midnight.
Yeah, this is a jazz household. We don't like that rap music.
Oh, and Cody, dinner's gonna be ready in a few minutes. We're having pierogies and party pizza.
Ooh, pierogies? Oh, we feasting tonight, baby.
So you and your friend go wash your hands and feet. Okay, Jeffy, welcome to my room. What, Ken? Cover yourself up, you dirty, dirty boy. We have company. Sorry about that, Jeffy. Ken just doesn't know how to act around company. I think he needs a spanking. Hear that, Ken? I'm gonna spank your little plastic tush.
Boy, you little weirdo, dinner's ready. God!
Come on, Jeffy.
Boy, will you hurry up? I'm hungry!
I'm here, Dad. Wait, where's Jeffy's food? Oh, Cody, your friend's not eating at the table with us.
Yeah, his plate over there in the corner on the floor.
Wait, why? Well, we don't know where he's been. He might have rabies.
Yeah, he like a stray dog.
Well, I go to school with him. He doesn't have rabies. Cody, don't argue with me. I'll smack you. Okay, I'm sorry, Jeffy. You have to eat on the floor.
Okay.
Hey! Don't touch that food. We haven't even said grace yet. All right, everybody bow your heads. Dear God, thank you for this delicious food. And thank you for not letting any of my side chicks get pregnant.
Oh, thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for good health and a short refractory period. Amen.
Amen. That's just a beautiful prayer, honey. That's how prayer should be, straight from the heart.
Mm-hmm. I meant that.
Okay, Cody, eat your food. Wait, Mom, what is this? It's a pierogi. Eat it. You're going to grow up big and strong.
Yeah. Big boys got to eat their pierogies.
Oh, I hate eating off the floor.
So, boy, how was school today?
Yeah, Cody, did you learn a lot of new stuff? Well, we got our report cards. Oh, my God, Tyrone, he got all A's.
Great googly moogly. You know what that means. Zerber time!
Oh, I'm done.
Hey, shut the hell up. It's Zerber time, boy.
It's Zerber time. Let's go to the bedroom. Okay, Cody, let me see that belly. But Mom looks new ticklish.
Nah, baby, give me some Zerbers. I need some. I love Zerbers.
Ooh, Mom, one more.
Uh-oh, give me some more, baby. Give me some.
Come on, Mom. Come on, do another one.
What the
fuck is going on?
Come on, baby. Yeah, I need some. Ooh. So ticklish.
Oh, I want to go back home.
All right, Marvin, your turn.
Oh, you're so done. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, you did not just do that. You just lost. Check it out. Connect four, I win.
I mean to put it right there.
You suck. I wish my wife sucked as much as you. She's really good at Connect four. She beats me every time.
We're playing again.
Can we please go find Jeffy?
Baby, look, Jeffy faked his death. He has nowhere else to go. Eventually, he has to come home.
Oh, hey, you know what'd be funny? Whenever your son comes home, you should pretend you can't see him like he's a ghost, you know, because he's dead.
That'd be so funny.
That's so mean.
That's what we're going to do, baby. Whenever Jeffy gets here, we're going to not talk to him. We're going to act like he doesn't exist.
Jeffy!
Oh, wait, look, let's answer the door and act like we can't see him.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Daddy. I'm sorry I faked my own death.
Baby, there's no one at the door. Do you see anybody?
I sure don't, Marvin.
Daddy, I'm right here! Must have been a prank. Some kid rang the doorbell and ran away.
I guess so.
Why can't you see me? I'm right here! I wish Jeffy didn't die.
Me either, Marvin.
I didn't die! I'm right here!
let's go upstairs, baby.
Okay.
Daddy, 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 Daddy!
Who was at the door? Was that your son?
Yeah, play along.
Okay.
Daddy, I'm right here!
I miss Jeffy.
I miss him too, baby.
I'm right here!
Hey, I know you're going through a lot with your son dying and all, but I'm ready for the funeral.
We're ready for the funeral, too.
Funeral? We don't need a funeral because I'm alive! I'm right here!
Okay, here's his tombstone.
Oh, the no. Tombstone.
And here's his body.
Oh, not his body. Oh, no.
That's
no.
Not my body. I'm alive. I'm right here, Daddy. I'm right here.
I can feel his soul trying to contact me.
Okay, you ready to start the ceremony?
Yes.
All right. We're gathered here today to be sad about the death of Jeffy, who was taken away from us too soon. We don't usually question God's plan, but today we ask, why, God? Why did you take this young man away from us in such a tragic and comedic way? Why? I curse you, God! Amen. Would anyone else like to say a few words for Jeffy?
I would. Jeffy, if you could hear me right now, we love you. We wish we could hear your voice one more time.
I'm right here! Here's my voice!
Alright, settle down. Calm down. That's enough of that. Let's just have a moment of silence for Jeffy. I pooted. You folks have a nice day.
I'm right here! I'm right here in front of you!
Wait a minute. I think I hear Jeffy from the great beyond.
What, you do?
I think so. Jeffy, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here! Right in front of your face!
Oh, I can hear you, Jeffy, but I'm the only one. Is there anything you'd like for me to tell your parents?
Yes! Tell my mommy and daddy that I'm sorry I faked my own death!
Okay, he says that he's not sorry and he would do it all again.
What?
Well, no! I'm right here!
Look, we can see you, okay?
What? Jeffy?
What?
Daddy, you can see me?
Oh, Jeffy, you're back. Oh,
I'm so sorry, Daddy. I'm so sorry I faked my own death. I just didn't want you to see my report card.
What? Why wouldn't you want us to see your report card, Jeffy? Why don't you go get it?
Okay.
All right, Daddy, here's my report card.
All F's, Jeffy!
Well, I tried my hardest!
No, you didn't. You did not try at all. These are all F's.
We're going to need another funeral after I'm done with him.
Well, funerals aren't cheap. Good to see you can beat someone at something. You know, because he sucks at Connect Four and slap hands. You want to play? Slap my hand.
Okay.
Ha! You suck!
So, baby, you want to watch a movie tonight?
Sure, Marvin. Or we could not watch a movie.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
What? Jeffy, what do you want?
Hey, can I go outside and ride my tricycle?
What?
My tricycle, I'm going outside ride it.
Jeffy, I don't know what you're saying.
Outside, tricycle, ride it.
Jeffy, did you do your homework?
Now, Daddy, you and I both know I did not do my damn homework.
Jeffy, you're not riding your... I don't know where you got this at, but you're...
Tricycle.
It's a tricycle, not a knife nipple.
It's a knife nipple, it's like this.
You're not riding this until you do your homework.
Oh, come on, Daddy, I want to go and try and ride my knife nipple.
Jeffy, you're not riding this until you do your homework.
Uno reverse card, you do it.
What?
You told me to do something, and I put down an Uno reverse card, and so now you have to do it.
What, Jeffy, Uno cards don't control real life.
Yes, they do.
Well, you know what, then? I just canceled. I don't have to do it.
Well, now you gotta do my homework for the next 4 days.
That's not what that card means, Jeffy.
Yes, it does.
Marvin, please, let him go ride it around the house.
Okay, Jeffy, you can go ride your snice nipple or tricycle for 5 minutes, and...
Not nipple.
Jeffy, you can go ride it for 5 minutes, and then you have to do your homework.
Uh-huh. I'm about to ride the F out of this rock nipple. I'm about to send it down these stairs. Bim, bim, bim!
Marvin, what was that noise?
I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm not helping Jeffy because I told him not to ride the bike in the house.
Play!
Ah, the devil!
Hey, Marvin. So, listen, I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
Why would I do a favor for you? You're the devil.
Well, listen, I have this friend who really needs a place to stay for a few days, and I was wondering if he could stay here.
Why did he stay with you?
Well, believe me, he did, but my wife kind of got tired of him, and so did I.
Well, if you got tired of him, won't we get tired of him?
No, he's a really nice guy, really. He likes to play games.
Play games? What kind of games?
Oh, games, you know, like Uno, like, well, not really, but games!
Ooh, nice.
Marvin, that's someone that could play with Jeffy. I think it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, great. Okay, he'll be over in a few minutes.
No, I didn't agree from the lip here.
What? There he is now. Come on, I'll introduce you.
Billy, good to see you again.
Did you ask?
Yes, I did, and they said you could stay here for as long as you want.
Really? Did you tell them about the games?
I did. I told them all about the games.
Yay.
Well, why does he look like that?
Oh, you know, that's Billy. Anyway, you two have fun. Bye.
Marvin, he's really scary.
I know he looks really scary. Hey.
Hi.
This is my wife, Rose, and I'm Marvin.
Cool.
Well, we're going to go upstairs and watch a movie.
That's hot. Real hot. Can I use your restroom?
The bathroom's upstairs.
Thanks.
Let's go upstairs.
Okay. Marvin, I don't know if I want that man staying with us.
It was your idea. You said, ooh, he could play with Jeffy.
I didn't know he was going to be that scary.
Look, baby, as long as he doesn't bother us, what's the problem?
I guess you're right. Do you want to watch a movie?
Yeah, let's just sit down, relax, and watch a movie.
Okay.
Wait, where's the remote?
I don't know. It was just here a second ago.
We lost the remote. Check between the couch cushions.
Okay.
It was just right here.
Why, hello, Marvin. Do you want to play a game? The remote you're looking for is in this vase, filled with glass shards and AIDS needles. So you have a decision to make. Sit here in silence, or watch a steamy rom-com with your wife and get down and dirty later. You decide.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Marvin, don't touch it!
I'm not touching it. I just want to get the remote. Like,
no, Marvin, stop!
How are we going to watch a movie?
I'll just get my phone and we can watch the movie on my phone.
Okay. God, he's annoying. All right, guys, are you ready to eat some Fruit Loops?
Junior, why did you give us forks?
I looked around the entire house. I can't find any spoons.
We can't eat cereal with forks. The milk's just gonna leak out. Who are you?
I would like to play a game. All the spoons in the house have been zip-tied to knives. The knives are also covered in AIDS. Do you risk cutting your mouth and getting AIDS for these delicious loops of fruit? The choice is yours.
Wait, I don't even know how to approach the bowl with... Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna eat it with the fork and then drink the milk.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that too.
Dude, I can do this. Screw the AIDS.
Oh man, I can't wait to drink some orange Gatorade. It's my favorite. Oh, that's enough. Alright, time to put the lid back on.
Chef Pee-Pee, I would like to play a game.
Wait, who are you?
I flipped your glass of Gatorade upside down so you can't drink it.
Wait, why would you do that?
You have a decision to make. Either drink your Gatorade off the floor when it pours out, or die first. The choice is yours.
Oh, why would he do that? Maybe if I flip it fast enough, it'll work. Dang it, I broke it. Come back here.
This is so dumb that we have to watch a movie on our phone.
Oh, sorry, Marvin, I tooted. All aboard the toot toot train. I gotta go. Oh. Time to wipe! What?
I want to play a game. You need to wipe, but the toilet paper's been replaced with duct tape. Or you can use sandpaper, so the choice is yours. Sticky bum, rashy bum. Choose wisely.
Ow, ow, ow!
What's wrong, baby?
I chose sandpaper.
What?
I don't want to talk about it, Marvin. Can we just watch our movie?
We can't. My phone died.
Oh, no. Well, I'll go plug it into the charger. It's not charging.
Well, make sure the charger's plugged in the wall.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Who zip-tied the charger?
What's wrong, Marvin? Can't charge your phone?
You zip-tied the charger.
I zip-tied that charger. Now, what could help you cut that zip-tie?
A pair of scissors.
A pair of scissors. Come on, Marvin. Cut it.
You zip-tied the scissors.
Oh, I did? I didn't even realize. You know, I think we should play a game.
No, not another game.
The only pair of scissors in the house that isn't zip-tied is in this vase of broken glass and AIDS needles. You decide, Marvin. Charge your phone or AIDS.
Okay, that's it. Craig, we need you back here!
Boy! Oh, hey, Marvin, how are things going with Billy?
Bad.
Oh, he's playing the broken glass and AIDS needles game again. He likes that one.
He did this to you, too?
Oh, yeah, this is his favorite.
He made me choose between duct tape and sandpaper!
Oh, I chose the duct tape, but then I wiped my butt with the non-sticky side, but then the sticky side got stuck to my hand, and I made a big poopy mess everywhere.
Ew!
What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it, just don't go to the bathroom.
Well, Billy's gotta go.
No, come on, Billy's a nice guy, he just doesn't have a lot of friends.
I can see why he does this every time.
Well, have you thought about playing a normal game with Billy, like Connect Four or Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Yeah, Marvin, maybe he's such a bad guy because he doesn't have a lot of friends.
I guess we can try playing normal games with him and try to get him some friends.
Okay, great. So just let me know if you need anything else.
Billy, can you come in here?
Hey, Marvin, did you call because you want to play a game?
Yes, me and my wife actually want to play a game.
Perfect. This rubber duckie is covered in AIDS needles. The winner is whoever squeezes it the most. The loser dies. The winner also gets AIDS.
Well, no, we're not going to play this game.
Why not?
Because you don't have to hurt people when you play games.
You don't?
No, you can play a nice, fun, safe game.
Like tug of war?
Yeah, we can play tug of war. Let me grab some rope.
Oh, I got it. Barbed wire.
Wait, we're not using barbed wire.
Covered in AIDS.
No, we're not going to use this.
Why not?
Because it's going to hurt. We need to play games that are nice and fun and safe, like rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, and the loser gets a paper cut, beat to death with a rock, or stabbed in the eye with scissors.
Wait, no, you're trying to hurt people again. You don't have to hurt people. Look, why don't we play a nice, fun board game?
Where we tie someone to a board and saw them in half if they can't tie their ABCs backwards.
Wait, no, look, let me go grab a board game. Okay, Billy, this game is called Connect Four. It's nice and fun and safe. Watch.
So, does the loser get four fingers cut off?
No.
Do they die?
No.
Do they get AIDS?
No.
Then what's the point?
It's supposed to be fun. Look, take your red piece and put it in there.
Is it going to electrocute me?
No.
Huh, nothing happened.
I know, you're supposed to connect four.
Ah, then the AIDS.
No one gets AIDS. Look, it's just supposed to be fun.
Oh, idea. Marvin, how are you going to connect four when one of your pieces is covered in AIDS glass?
Okay, you know what? Let's play a different game.
I was thinking the same thing. Bigger rubber ducky with AIDS needles.
Okay, we're going to play a different game. I'm going to get it. Okay, Billy, this game is called Pictionary.
Ooh, how do I play?
Well, you pick a card, you draw what's on the card, and we have to guess what you're drawing.
If you don't guess it right, do you get pushed into a meat grinder?
No, nothing happens if we don't guess it right.
Lame. Ooh, that's a good one. All right, guess.
It looks like a man on fire.
Ooh, close. What's another way you could say that?
A burning man?
She got it right!
There's no way the card says burning man. You just wanted to draw something bad.
Oh, yeah? Read it and weep.
What? It does say burning man.
Yeah, so I can go again.
Marvin, this is kind of fun.
Yeah, it's nice and safe, and no one gets hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like
it. Yes!
What? Okay, this is just bad. You're drawing a guy prying his eyes out.
You got it right!
There's no way the card says prying your eyes out. You just want to say something bad.
It says it right there.
That says cry your eyes out.
Well, I mean, he's crying his eyes out in pain. AIDS.
He does not have AIDS.
Yes, he does. He just can't see in the picture. He has AIDS.
Oh, okay, look. Go again, but draw something that's not bad.
Okay.
I wish he would draw something fun, like, you know, a puppy dog.
This one's going to take a while. You got to give it a second.
Okay.
A kitty cat.
A little kitty cat, or like, you know, a tree.
Okay, yes.
Okay, this is just barbed wire.
You got it right. See?
The card says barbed wire.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, I'm done playing games with you. Everything's about death and hurting stuff.
Oh, come on, Marvin. Just one more game.
What one more game?
Got the rubber ducky covered in AIDS needles.
Okay, that's it. I want you out of my house. You're not allowed to stay here anymore.
Oh, come on, Marvin. We were having so much fun playing games.
No, we're not having fun. I think it's time for you to go.
Oh, that's part of the game, Marvin. I'm never leaving.
You're gonna leave right now.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Daddy. I just woke up from being unconscious after taking my snot sniffle down the stairs.
Not right now, Jeffy. We're dealing with something.
Oh, my God. Is that a tricycle?
Yeah, it's a tricycle. What about it?
I would do anything for the tricycle.
Anything for that tricycle?
Oh, yeah.
Would you leave and never come back?
Oh, you would never see me again.
Well, Jeffy, can you please give this guy your tricycle?
No way, Dad. This is my snot sniffle. But who's the clown?
His name is Billy, Jeffy. Look, I will do anything. I will buy you whatever you want. I'll take you to Disney World. I'll do whatever you want if you give him your tricycle.
Buy me whatever I want? Okay. I guess I'll give him my snot sniffle. But I just want to do one thing. I would like to play a game.
I love playing games.
All right, Billy. You ready to go down the stairs?
Best day ever.
All right, here you go.
What, Jimmy? What do you want?
Daddy, I have a problem.
What is it?
I want to color with my crayons, but we ran out of paper, and now I don't know what to color on.
Well, if we don't have any paper, I'll buy you more paper tomorrow.
But I want to color right now!
Well, I want $1 million right now.
Me too!
Jeffy, just be patient.
Jeffy, just be patient.
Jeffy!
Jeffy!
Jeffy, don't talk back.
Jeffy, don't talk back.
Jeffy, just take your stupid crayons, and if you can't find any paper, just wait till tomorrow.
But Daddy, I don't know what to color on.
Well, if we don't have any paper, you're not coloring on anything, so leave.
Daddy, I'm gonna find something to color on.
No! Stop it! No, you're not coloring on anything! Oh, he makes me so mad.
Stupid Danny won't give me paper or color. Well, it's 2021 and the wall identifies this paper.
Mario, what's that sound?
It sounds like Jeffy. Come on. Jeffy! What are you doing?
I'm drawing your pretty, pretty picture.
Oh, that's a pretty, pretty picture? Who's that pretty, pretty picture supposed to be of?
Oh, it's a character I made up.
Oh, it's a character you made up? Are you sure it's not me?
No, it's not you.
Oh, so you're saying I'm a bum?
I never said that.
And you're saying I sniff butts? I don't sniff butts, Jay.
I never said you did, Daddy.
Jay, that is it. You are grounded because you are a bad boy.
You always say I'm a bad boy!
Because you are a bad boy! Baby, is that a drawing of me?
It kind of looks like you, I guess.
It is me! What happened right there?
Oh, I first tried drawing on the wall with a hammer.
Ah! Jenny, you are a bad boy! Go to your room! Oh, Jeffy just makes me so mad. I feel like my head's gonna explode.
Mario, we should go for a walk. Calm down.
Yeah, I think I need some fresh air.
Okay. Do you feel better, Mario?
Yeah, kinda. Wait, are you not wearing shoes while walking outside?
I'm earthing, Mario.
That's gross. Your feet are gonna be all, like, dirty on the bottom.
It's okay, I can bathe.
What's that noise?
Mario, it's a shooting star!
Do we call someone?
No, Mario, make a wish!
Okay. I wish Jeffy would be a good boy for just one night.
Let's go inside, Mario.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit by the crossfire.
Oh, man. Today has been the perfect day. Nothing could ruin this day. Nothing.
Hi, Boydie.
But you're gonna try, aren't you?
Boydie, how was your day today?
Karen, my day has been fantastic. I had the day off, I played video games, I watched TV, I drank root beer. It's been a great day.
Boydie, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. You know, I was at the grocery store and I saw the cutest baby! And it made me realize that I want to have a baby with you, Boydie. Like, right now!
No, man, you ruined it. You ruined the whole day now.
But, Boydie, you don't want to have a baby?
No, I don't, Karen. Kids are terrible. How about this? How about we start with a goldfish, and if you don't kill that, we work our way up to a hamster. And if that's still around, then maybe we can have a cat, and then another cat. And then we get another cat, and we just keep getting cats forever instead of having a kid.
But, Boydie, imagine a kid with my eyes and your gorgeous...
No, I don't want to imagine that, Karen. Kids are terrible. Why don't we just get a cat? Cats are clean, they clean themselves, you know, they poop in a box, and then they cover up the poop. You know, kids, they poop on everything. And if you raise them wrong, they commit crimes. Cats don't commit crimes. Mr. Puffy Pants doesn't commit crimes.
Boynie, I really want to have a baby!
Okay, you know what, Karen? Just stay right here.